Live from Joe Burns, Cram.
The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football with producer Rob Edwards and hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related.
By Salina Lumber, the Getting Place. If you need it, we got it.
By Happy Sack and Obi River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Appalachian Bioscience, take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today with our BioFriend services.
By Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. It's the first game of September in week three of the 2019 football season. The 2-0 Clay County Bulldogs enter the Region 4A debut tonight after sweeping their season opening Border Wars. Head coach Jake Johnson and his black and gold Ballers have taken to the road for the first time this season, and they've made the near 100-mile westward trek to Robertson County, Tennessee, the home of the Joe Burns Red Devils. Longtime head coach Tom Adkins and his squad are off to an 0-2 start, but the Red Devils haven't forgotten how to win, as evidenced by their 15 playoff berths and two state championship appearances in the last 20 years. The road to the 2019 postseason starts tonight. Settle in and catch all the action with us as Clay County and Joe Burns meet for the fifth time.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your locally independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. Their newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agriculture parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Pound Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent. Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of Clay County High School Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Locke, like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert. He'll mend it.
TDS Disposal, serving all your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
Salina Dairy Queen, where Bulldog fans gather to enjoy fan food, not fast food.
And Budget Pest Control, when the Bulldogs win, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Coming up during the Car Quest pregame show, we will recap last week's game, find out how the Dogs' opponents fared, delve into a bite of Bulldog history, hear from Clay County head coach Jake Johnson, and much more as we get ready for kickoff of Bulldog football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is the CarQuest pregame show from Joe Burns High School in Cedar Hill, Tennessee, and our third broadcast this season of live Bulldog football here on the Horizon Sports Network. For the first time this year, we are on the road with the Dogs. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll describe the play-by-play action in that. I'm very excited this evening to be joined by the rest of our broadcast team, the first of which is our network producer, Rob Edwards.
Thank you, Daniel. Happy to be here. It's another hot, muggy afternoon. Feels like August.
It does. Also joining us is the backbone of the Horizon Sports Network, Thomas Weaver.
Thank you for the kind introduction, Daniel. Always a pleasure to be here on another Football Friday night with you two. Even though it was a pretty good road trip to get up here, but, you know, we always do. We try to make the most of it, and we did with a pretty good pregame meal for the second year in a row down at the depot in Springfield.
Excellent place. Saw a big old train go by while we was there. Nice little venue.
It is. And we hope the Dogs are going to make the most of their trip, too, with on the road with a win tonight. Because, guys, we've talked about it last week. We talked about it in the newspaper. This is a big one tonight for Clay County to meet that goal of hosting the first ever playoff game at John Teeples Field later this year. And the first step comes tonight. Right here in Cedar Hill.
It does. You've got to get this one. If you don't, it's an uphill battle the rest of the way. You got to knock off somebody that I guess maybe you're not supposed to necessarily. This is huge.
It is huge, and it's going to be a good contest. You know, Clay County's playing pretty darn good football right now. They've shut out their first two opponents, just like all of our listeners know, even though they got a little wake-up call early on last week. Against Albany, Kentucky.
That was a football team that came into Salina ready to play, and they were pretty good. It wasn't just that they were focused and ready. They were focused and ready and had some talent behind what they were doing.
And, of course, we know how that ended up. Clay County did wake up and roll to the 25-0 victory. And I tell you what, guys, there'd be nothing more exciting to see a replay like that and a big Clay County region win over Joe Burns. Not just for us, but for Bulldog Nation and all the listeners who tune in every week and keep up with the black and gold. And this Bulldog team, of course, is a feature of our broadcast every week. But like we've said before, Daniel, our sponsors are the stars of the show. Without them, we wouldn't have made this journey west to call tonight's game or any of them in the past. They make it all happen, Daniel.
They do. Very, very big shout out to them. Going to do it every week.
We are. And we hope all of our faithful followers will help us by not only letting them know how much we appreciate them, but also by telling them in person when you go do business with them, because we couldn't do it without them, that's for sure. And we also want to ask everybody to pick up a copy of the Dalhalla Horizon newspaper each week, because, Daniel, that's where this all got started with the newspaper we've been doing now for 16 years, and we hope folks will support that too.
Absolutely. I know across the board that's something that's kind of dying out anymore. People's not picking up physical copies of the paper and reading it. They prefer it maybe on their tablets or phones. And nothing like the paper in your hands reading that printed article.
Not just what you read, but what you see too, Daniel. Great photos again this week from students of Clay County High School through that media group that Miss Amy Dotson takes care of. What a job they do each week.
Excellent job.
And up next, like we do every week, we're going to talk about that newspaper and those photos that appeared in print in our Horizon Weekly Recap. So, folks, stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show as we discuss what appeared in print about Clay County's shutout of Albany, Kentucky, coming up next after these words from our generous sponsors.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it.
Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at El Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. El Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
We're back here on the CarQuest pregame show.
This is mine, Daniel.
I'm sorry.
But appreciate you doing that. We are here on the CarQuest pregame show, and now it's time for us to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Horizon Weekly Recap segment, where we summarize the article detailing last week's game. Do you know what the headline reads, Daniel, or you want me to go with that?
You run with that.
All right, I will. I wrote it for a little... pretty easy for me. Dogs turn defensive struggle into a 25-0 blowout of Clinton County. The story talked about how after battling the team from Albany to a scoreless tie at halftime, Clay County found a groove when they retook the field immediately after intermission, and the Dogs went on to dominate their opponent for their second straight shutout. The article quoted head coach Jake Johnson again this week. We didn't come out with the right intensity and maybe kind of overlooked them, but everything clicked at the right time when we needed it to, he said. On one side, you're a little disappointed for coming out flat, but at the same time, you're proud of these guys for being able to fight through that adversity without hanging their heads when things weren't going their way. Turn it on when it mattered and be able to finish the game. I'm glad we got tested early on, and I'm proud of our kids for the way they responded. And what a response it was, Daniel, as your summary is going to show.
That's true, and as you mentioned, after battling Clinton County through that scoreless tied intermission, the Dogs opened the second half with a 12-play, 45-yard scoring drive to finally dent the scoreboard. The drive began with freshman Alec Kerr's 40-yard kick return, which set Clay County up inside enemy territory on the third quarter's opening play. Then senior quarterback Jake Ashlock ran Johnson's read option offense to perfection. Ashlock gave to sophomore Carson Sharp five times during the decisive drive while he kept it himself on seven snaps, including a 5-yard score to make it 6-0 at the 5:50 mark. Sharp then took matters into his own hands and in two plays handed his team a 2-score lead. He picked off a pass and then brought the crowd to their feet with a breakaway touchdown run from 39 yards out to make it 12-0 in a matter of minutes. While the Bulldog defense shut down Clinton County, the offense rolled the rest of the way. Ashlock scored from 13 yards out to put his team ahead 18-0 on the first play of the fourth quarter before he found classmate White Birch for a 15-yard scoring catch midway through the final frame. Kerr then split the uprights on his last attempt to account for the final margin. Clay County 25, Clinton County none.
Heck of an intro there in the second half, but it was about that defensive effort in that first half, Daniel, kept Clay County in the game, and Burks led that effort for a second week in a row, following up his 7 tackles against Monroe County, Kentucky, with 5 more, and a crucial fumble recovery versus Albany, while Kerr matched him with 5 stops of his own. Junior linebackers Bryson Burchett and John Copeland had 4 tackles and a sack apiece, while Markham had a huge night with 3 tackles, a sack, and 2 interceptions. Senior Jonathan Maynard tallied 3 stops, and juniors Dalton Goad, who had a sack, and Jacob Burnett weren't far behind with a pair of tackles. Sophomores Wade Coons, who had a sack and a tackle for loss, and Sharp, who had an interception, along with Arms, who had a forced fumble, also each made 2 stops, while senior Wesley Walker and freshman Jimmy Burchett both had 1. On the offensive side of the ball, like you said, Ashlock carried the load with over 100 yards of total offense. made up of 21 carries for 95 yards and the two touchdowns, and he also had the 15-yard strike for a score to Burks, which was his lone completion in the game on six attempts. Sharp was the second leading rusher with 58 yards and a touchdown on seven carries, while Kerr carried three times for 13 yards. Markham had one carry for 16 yards, Arms one for four, and senior Will Ogletree had four carries for 9 yards. After only mustering 17 yards in that anemic first half, Daniel, Clay County ended up with a total of 210 offensive yards, including 37 carries for 195 yards rushing and the one completion for 15. So not a bad second half.
No, I think we scored on four consecutive drives. And as you mentioned, the defense was there the whole time. We kind of have talked a time or two about how we may have overlooked Clinton County. Well, defensively we did. We played well all night long. Didn't give up much to a very good quarterback, and I think his name was Grimes, maybe, from up there at Clinton County.
Was a good contest overall. Folks, next week, get all the details, pictures, and more from tonight's game, just like we talked about in your Del Hollow Horizon. We hope you'll pick up a copy or subscribe. You can do that online at delhollowhorizon.com. Just click the subscribe button, and you can pay online. We also want to ask you to remind your friends that we're on the air. Copy the link you're listening to right now. Text it to them. Put it on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I don't know if you can use that one or not, but why not? And we sure would appreciate you guys spreading the word. We'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Dogs versus Red Devils here on the road at Joe Burns.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
What's a sesquicentennial? It's a 150-year anniversary, and Clay County will celebrate that milestone in 2020 with a year-long slate of events. The main celebration will be in June, the month the county was formed. The 150 celebration will combine county and community history, cultural events, and lots of down-home fun. For more information or to volunteer to help plan the 150, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we support.
Welcome back to the CarQuest Free Game Show. It's time for By the Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques and owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren. First, we'll look at the playoff history of tonight's opponents. The Bulldogs have made 21 appearances in the TWSAA playoffs, first in 1983 and most recently in 2018. Their playoff record is 8-21. Their furthest advancement was in the semifinals in 1985. The Red Devils have also made 21 playoff appearances, first in 1985 and most recently last season in 2018. Joe Burns has a playoff record of 19-21, and they've claimed two state runner-ups. These teams are meeting for only the fifth time in their histories. They first squared off in 2015 when the Red Devils and Bulldogs became region foes, and they've met each year since then. Clay County has never beaten Joe Burns, putting us at 0-4 in the series. And we ride that four-game series losing streak into this evening's contest. The Clay Countyans have actually been dominated in the prior meetings, with the average score being 37-7 in favor of the Red Devils. However, last year's score was a much closer 39-20 outcome. Now we'll share what the few individual stat leaders we have from the series. On passing yardage, we started 150 yards and up to record that. 2 years ago, Jake Ashok had 189 against them. And tackles, we started 13 a game and up. And we see Dylan Maxfield, one of the all-time greats at linebacker for the Bulldogs. In 2017, he had 20 individual stops against the Red Devils. We're going to go ahead and jump to a quick ad, come back, and do another portion of our history segment here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you, it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
Welcome back here to the Carquest Pregame Show. Now we'll continue about a Bulldog history brought to you by Town Square Antiques, known as Johnny and Joanne McLaren. Tonight we'll continue highlighting a black and gold squad that's celebrating either a lustral, ending in 5, or decadal, ending in 0, anniversary. Last week's team was 1949, who is celebrating their 70th anniversary. Tonight we'll turn the spotlight onto the 1954 team, who is celebrating their 65th anniversary. If you are from Clay County, you are no stranger to this team. Even growing up, my first memories of, you know, around the late 80s, when people were talking about football, they would talk about the 1954 team, and for good reason. It was the first Bulldog team to make a bowl appearance. They actually appeared in the first annual ever Tobacco Bowl, which was a crazily huge thing at the time. We talked a lot about that last year when we announced this 1954 squad as the second overall ranked team of Bulldog squads on the Horizon Sports Network statistical power rankings. They matched with 1990 there right at the top. They had the best defense statistically of all time. We'll go through the schedule in a few minutes and you'll understand why they do. Offensively, they were no stranger there either. Great. Thomas is going to share names in just a moment, and it's chock full of Clay County Sports Hall of Famers, guys who went on to have careers as coaches, some of them. They were all great players. When we use the term local legends, you're fixing to share names of guys that are just that.
No doubt about it, Daniel. And like you said, you know, whatever adjective you want to use or however you want to describe this team, you know, legendary, you know, like you said, when you think of Clay County Salina football, you think of this Tobacco Bowl team. And it's just a pleasure to be able to share names. We'll start with the unknown class. That means we don't know exactly what class they were in, but that was Jimmy Stevens, Jimmy Lynn, Sammy Carter, and Rayvon Wells. And then we have one known freshman, and that was Mr. Jack Butler. And then we're looking at about 7 sophomores on this team. Contributors included the great Joe Neal Eads, which the stadium is named after him. Of course, our coach, Daniel, for so many years and affected so many young people's lives, but he was a stud football player at that time. He was, and his classmates were Billy Masters, Eddie Arms, Fred Melton, Robert Smith, Bobby Westmoreland, another legendary name, and Ira Hunter. And we're just talking about underclassmen.
Yeah, those are the sophomores. In that group, I think I know each of those guys, you know.
Yeah. Then your junior class, also seven of them, Nelson Short, Bernice Scott, I should say, the legendary Charles Vaughn. You know, we're talking about Hall of Famers here, folks.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Joe Melton, Billy Westmoreland, also known for being the greatest smallmouth fisherman ever, of course. You can't mention that name without saying that. Paul Martin Garrett, and Ralph Smith. So, again, we haven't gotten to the seniors and a bunch of legends there. Then that senior class, there were five of them, and that's the great Claude Hamilton.
Well, you spoke with him.
I did.
Recently, share that.
Zach's down at the funeral home, of course, but just to get to sit down with a man like that and him tell you firsthand what it was like to play in the Tobacco Bowl alongside Joe Neal Eads in the backfield at that time. And, you know, I don't know, that was a special moment for me. I'm sure a lot of people have talked to him about it, but it meant a lot to me.
And even though he's probably mid-80s now, he could remember it like yesterday, could he not?
He knew it all. It means as much to him as our days playing does to us, Daniel. And Kenneth Hamilton, I'm not sure if I mentioned his name before we started talking about Dump. The great Russell Lynn, Jesse Stover, and John H. McLaren. And, of course, they were coached by Clifton Carter, an assistant coach at this time, the legendary John Teeples, with trainer Sam Lynn and managers Ellie Heston and Charlie Westmoreland.
Just an outstanding group. You mentioned assistant coach John Teeples. Obviously, he goes on to be the longest tenured Bulldog football coach, coached everything else under the sun too, basketball, softball, I think everything. You're talking about people who impacted the community of Salina and Clay County. I don't know of many, even though it was before my time, I remember him as an old man, you know, sure, to be honest. But Mr. Teeples, you'd be hard-pressed to find anybody that would speak a bad word about him or find anybody that they would rank above Mr. Teeples.
Right, and he's known as Mr. or Coach, and of course that demands respect, and a lot of these guys are Misters to me.
Let's quickly run through their schedule here. They opened up with Jackson County, beat them 21-0. Then they played Livingston. Very interesting contest. They lost to them by 1 point, 20-21. Then they went on to beat York Institute, 32-0. Trousdale County, 20-0. Monterey, 33-0. Jackson County, 32-9. Gordonsville, 19-0. Tompkinsville, Kentucky, 35-0. Baxter, 47-0. And Macon County, 48-0. So they had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 shutouts during that 1954 season. And they were putting up huge numbers as they did it. And that outstanding 9-1 regular season led them to be invited to come to the first annual Tobacco Bowl, and it was a no-brainer who they needed to play. That Livingston team that had beaten them by 1 point back in the second week of the season. Well, as fate would have it, Clay County would lose again to Livingston, not Clay County, but Salina at the time. Salina would lose to Livingston again by 1 point. 12-13 this time. We had a long rundown, read a lot of articles that were written back in 1954 that were in the Tennessean last year. So go to the archives if you're interested in that. It may have been during the Sail Creek game. It was later in the season. I can't remember exactly, but that's still available. So if you'd like to hear those first-hand accounts of those newspaper articles, please do it. Thomas, talk just a little more. We've got a few more minutes before we talk about the cheerleaders and the football queen. Comments from you further about this team?
Well, unfortunately, that old rivalry between the Hawkeye and the Bulldogs is long gone.
Right.
I think it kind of ended right around the end of our days.
Well, I don't think we've played them since probably 2000.
Right. Yeah. But, you know, granted, I've got a few friends over there, but look, there's hatred that still exists between Livingston and Salina, and it's all because of this.
Right.
like you said, we weren't alive at that time. We didn't witness any of this, but it got passed down. You get beat by 1 point twice, the greatest team of all time, thought
sure.
of,
yeah.
the most legendary. That's where the hated rivalry of the Livingston Academy Wildcats comes from, and that's, it's lasted for generations, and I still don't like them.
I know that we've both heard a lot about this team from our Uncle Don Napier, and they actually got together 50 years ago, not 50 years ago, I'm sorry, in 2004 for the 50th anniversary of this game, and they met over at Pennington's, I believe, and we're going to let Rob talk here. Of course, his father-in-law, Bobby Westmore, and one of those team members, I'm sure you've heard lots of stories about this team.
Well, just mostly about that little reunion that you're talking about there. I know he told me that they were getting ready to go in and get in line to eat, and one of the Livingston players said something to the effect of, won't you Salina boys go first? It'd be the first time you beat us at anything. So it's still alive, especially with those guys. They still burn one another when they get a chance.
No doubt.
1954 squad celebrating their 65th anniversary, and we quickly want to share who the cheerleaders were from that year. They were Nelda Brown, Ann Burnett, Creola Etheridge, Betty Robertson, and Rosanelle Ashley. And the football queen, this is interesting. There had been a few queens prior to this, but there really was not a concrete distinguished title of football queen. So 1954-55 school year was the first year, to my knowledge, where there was a distinguished football queen and a distinguished homecoming queen. And so the first annual football queen was Elizabeth Buford. We've got a picture of her we're looking at here. Her crown is a lot nicer than some of these cheap plastic things these young ladies have these days. It appears to be made out of metal to me.
It does, and looks royal for royalty here at homecoming, no doubt about it. And, folks, these pictures, like we talked about the football team, and this week we got that cheerleader picture in the 49 team. So these pictures will be in print in your Dale Hall Horizon this week, so look for those. And that's something that's pretty neat is just seeing. We've talked about the pictures in the past 2 weeks.
Right.
The difference in the way things look.
Oh, yeah, a big difference. Folks, that's been about a Bulldog history. We were proud to honor the 1954 Bulldog team who's celebrating their 65th anniversary, and it's been sponsored by Johnny and Joanne McLaren and Town Square Antiques, where they strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
Clay County will celebrate its 150th anniversary in 2020, and plans are underway to help make next year the most memorable in the county's history. Events will be held all year long, with a special emphasis on the county's founding date in mid-year. Dozens of volunteers will be needed for this effort, and we invite you to be a part of it. For more information, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
town. Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
We're back here on the Carquest Pregame Show, and now it's time for How They Fired from Farm Bureau and Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Guys, a lot of action last week in high school. We'll start off with Monroe County Falcons, the week one opponent for Clay. They got their first win of the year with a 40-22 victory over Hart County, Kentucky. This week, they're at Glasgow, Kentucky. Of course, we know the Clinton County score. This week, Clinton County is at McCreary Central.
It's going to be interesting getting to hear all these different Kentucky schools.
Well, every week we're going to have some Kentucky scores on here.
Kind of tough. Yeah. You can't just go to Coach T on those, can you, Coach?
Well, I have to go to two websites. Okay. It doubles my work, really.
Don't double your pay, though. No.
These Joe Burns Red Devils fell to 0-2 last week after a 35-8 loss at Huntland. I don't know how good Huntland is.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, they had a pretty good season last year, best I remember. I think Monterey may have played them and battled them pretty well, yep. and a few other teams like that. So no slouch there.
That's true.
In that Huntland squad.
Next week, guys, we'll be at Cumberland County High School in Crossville. They fell to 0-2 last week after a 31-20 loss to White County. Tonight, they are at Livingston Academy.
Well, it sounds like both of those opponents can put up some points, for sure.
Oh, yeah, they're capable. They're capable.
Week 5, Gordonsville High School comes to Clay County. Gordonsville's now 0-2 after a 20-49 thrashing from Smith County.
Ooh, in county beatdown.
Yeah. I predict they get their first win tonight, guys. They're hosting Pickett County.
I think they will. You know, we talked about it last week. They kind of started out 0-4 in the last few years with a tough schedule, but apparently they were tired of that. Scheduled Pickett a little earlier.
I guess so.
Westmoreland High School picked up their first win of the season last year with a 21-11 victory over Macon County. Tonight they host Jackson County. I believe that's a region game, their first region game, I guess.
Westmoreland and Jackson.
Yeah, Blue Devils kind of been on the wrong end of that one for a couple years now, I think.
Yeah.
Actually, the wrong end of a lot of them.
Pickett County High School lost to Sunbright last week, 46-24, fell to 1-1 overall. Tonight they're at Gordonsville. White County High School is 2-0. They beat Cumberland County 31-20 last week. Tonight they host CAC, or Christian Academy in Knoxville. I think that'll be a little tougher.
Talk about them just a little bit. I mean, how long had it been since they'd won a game? I mean,
they was 0-10 last year, I know.
Right. So there's no doubt what Athletic Director Grant Swallows did up there is paying off for the Warriors. Gain a little confidence, even though we don't need them that way, because we got to play.
It's going to be an interesting one tonight. Because Catholic of Knoxville, of course, private schools can go up and down really quick. Mm-hmm. But a few years ago, they were really strong.
Yeah.
Clay County's Week 10 opponent, Monterey High School, went 2-0 after another easy win, 43-20 over Lookout Valley. Tonight, they travel to Red Bull and Springs.
We talked about it last week. No doubt they're formidable, but they've got a cupcake schedule, guys, to start the year. So, I'll have to wait a couple of weeks to find out how good they really are.
I think so. I think they've,
like I said, boiling in an upset. I do. I think they may pull it off.
I'm on your team here. I hope you're right. Red Bull is 0-1. and they were idle last week. So and they host Monterey tonight. So, guys, last week Clay County's opponents were 4-4. They are 7-11 overall. This has been How They Fared from Farm Bureau, brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, health, and home insurance. We are 21 minutes away from kickoff here at Cedar Hill, Tennessee. Joe Burns Stadium. Sun is setting in behind us, and we will return after a few messages.
You're listening to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is a place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. Their newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278. Or just stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is a pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you mend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal. Serving all your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Salina Dairy Queen, where Bulldog fans gather to enjoy fan food, not fast food.
And Budget Pest Control. When the Bulldogs win, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Up next on the CarQuest pregame show, an interview with head coach Jake Johnson, and still to come, the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Lever, a game time weather report, a final word before kickoff, and the announcement of the starting lineups. Stay with us here as we get ready for Bulldog football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Now, Bulldog fans, let's go inside the locker room with head coach Jake Johnson, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Russell Richardson Doghouse, just hours away from Clay County's road trip to Joe Burns, where the Dogs will look to knock off the Red Devils in a big Region 4A matchup. I'm here with Bulldog head coach Jake Johnson and senior linebacker and wideout Wyatt Burks for this week's edition of Inside the Locker Room. Coach, thanks for having us over today, just like always.
Appreciate you coming, Thomas. Appreciate you coming.
And Wyatt, appreciate you sitting in with us, too.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Coach, last week was maybe a needed wake-up call in the first half, and probably came at a good time with this huge matchup in front of you tonight.
I agree. You know, it was a humbling experience for all of us. You know, unfortunately, throughout the first half, I feel like we overlooked them a little bit, and they did some things to hurt us. But with that being said, the positives, we fought through adversity. We came back and hung up four touchdowns on four consecutive drives.
Right.
And held them scoreless the rest of the game.
And actually, maybe more dominating in that second half than you were in the opener.
I agree. You know, because if we kept that pace the whole game, you know, we'd handle business early. But, I mean, you need to get tested. You need to get tested early and often.
And, of course, it was scoreless at the half. And during those first two scoreless quarters,
that nasty dog defense led by this guy right here the last 2 weeks in a row really kept you in it.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, that is what we hang our hat on, if we're being honest. Is the ground game, try to control the clock, and our defense has just been phenomenal so far.
And, Coach, we've talked about him every week in the newspaper interviews and in these interviews and all really all season and preseason. It's hard to put into words what Wyatt Burks means to this team with his consistency and toughness.
Well,
talk
I mean,
about him a little bit.
Yeah, no offense to anybody else, but, you know, he's the heart and soul of our defense. He's what keeps us going. He's what checks us out of things. He's what calls it, strength calls. And he's really the quarterback out there of our defense. He's what keeps us alive.
And Wyatt, like I told you earlier, you're just a joy to cover because you do it all and do it the right way. You're the type of guy everybody wants on their team.
Yeah, I just try to go out and do as good as I can every Friday.
Well, you definitely do that. Where's that come from? I know your background, kind of hard work, maybe the logwood's involved. Does that play a role here?
I just don't want to let anybody down. That's just have a thing about letting people down.
Well, that's a huge attribute for a football player for sure. Talk about it. You guys head in the locker room. It's tied 0-0. I'm sure Coach had plenty to say the other night. What about you and the rest of the seniors? What are you guys saying?
Oh, I was mad. I was going off because I felt that game shouldn't even have been a game. I mean, I was just wanting to kill them from the beginning, but
right.
It just didn't go my way.
Right. But you got your team fired up, and you came back out in the second half, and you guys really rolled.
Yeah.
Well, whatever you said in there, it really worked, Coach. Just like you said, talk about that second half. You scored on the four drives in a row, but again, it was kind of about the defense too. They were going nowhere.
Absolutely, and you know, in small football, it's hard to make adjustments any other time but halftime. You know, when you're playing the same, you know, 15 guys, it's hard for them to catch a break and to get things going. But, you know, we made our little adjustments, had a few guys step up in the locker room, and really took control. I mean, Wyatt was one of them. Said, guys, we're better than this. Let's get it done. Let's roll. And we came out and handled business.
We talked about your defense, Wyatt, but you got in the end zone, too, for the first time this year. That had to feel good.
Yeah, it is. It's great.
Talk about that play. Looked like a little seam route, maybe.
Well,
we
turned out we called it wrong. I was supposed to line up on the right side, and I ended up going left, but we run it anyways, and it works.
Shooting for the hip, huh?
We kind of drew that one up in the dirt. You know, we ran sweep, and our quarterback so many times out of that, we just put in a little play fake, little seam route, and, you know, him. And I don't know if anybody wasn't open on that, but, you know, it was designed to go to Wyatt. But then it worked that way.
It did. A beautiful ball by Jake Ashlock. Talk about your classmate, Jake. It seems like he's really taking a step this year.
Yeah, he's grew up a lot. Last year, he just went off on everybody. And then this year, he's got a lot better as a teammate.
Yeah, and laying some balls out there for you, and that was one of them.
Yeah, he got a lot better at throwing this year.
Well, you're doing a pretty good job of catching it, too. I know you had a little hiccup in the opener there early on with the drop, maybe, but you came back. What a catch that was in the Monroe County game. You laid out for that one, Wyatt.
Yeah, I had one kind of like that when we scrimmaged station camp. It was all right.
It's all right, yeah.
Yeah,
it helps. Him and Jake have a lot of good chemistry together, you know, And when the chips are down, you know, I know we read through our progressions and we got some good ball players out there on the perimeter. But if we're honest, he wants to throw it to Wyatt.
Right.
That's his go-to.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that, having your go-to guy. Well, you know, it ended up being 25-0. Bottom line, guys, this Bulldog defense, Wyatt, you guys haven't allowed a touchdown this season. That's pretty impressive.
That's been my goal.
Well, you've made it well. Well, that was behind us. We got a big one in front of you tonight, Coach. What's the vibe around the locker room for this team heading into this long road trip?
I feel like we're a world more focused than we were last week. We understand how crucial and how huge this game is, you know, for playoff seeding implications, you know, how we want to be in the region. But, you know, that's Coach Atkins has been there 20-plus years, is a really good football coach. Really good program. They're really fundamental. They're not going to do anything to beat themselves. So we have got to come out firing all cylinders.
And historically, Wyatt, you know, this team is not one that's going to come out and hang 40 on you. You know, they score, their scores are 14-7 or 21-6, you know, in their wins, that kind of thing. Have you guys been preparing for the Red Devils in that ball control offense of theirs?
Been just pounding run plays and going over sets and stuff like that.
Well, you played them last year down there. Pretty neat atmosphere, I have to say, down there in Cedar Hill, Tennessee, with the trucks backing up to the field, revving their engines and everything. You've seen it before. How are we going to deal with it tonight?
Well, I guess I'm just going to embrace it tonight. I mean, maybe think they're cheering for me, maybe.
There you go. Well, I always, you know, back in my day, which was a long time ago, I always liked those different atmospheres. It was a challenge for me to go into somewhere and play well and maybe knock them off. Are you looking at it that way, Wyatt?
Yeah, I really want to knock them off. I mean, that's my main goal, is to beat them, be number one in the region, host a playoff game.
And, Coach, you touched on it, Coach Tom Adkins. Basically, old school football is what he likes to do. Line them up, mano-a-mano, and say, hey, here we come, and see what happens.
Well, you know, that's something, you know, truthfully, we may not look old school by some of our formations, but we're equally ground and pound as well, you know, so we're similar in a lot of ways. I tell you this, though, they're very fundamentally sound. They're not going to do anything to beat themselves. And the real concern also, too, is, you know, don't want to get beat by the road. That's a two-hour drive. I mean, we can't afford to be jet-lagged. We need to be focused. And I think we will be. I think we'll handle business. Once again, we've had our wake-up call, and it came at a great time. So, you know, and like I tell them all the time, fellas, the only thing we control is ourselves. And if we play our brand of football, everything else take care of itself.
Sounds good. Wyatt, we all know how big this game is. It's your senior year. What would a win at Joe Burns mean to you and these seniors?
It'd be phenomenal. I mean, we got beat by them every year I played, and that would just be awesome if we could just beat them at home.
And big implications here. You know, we kind of need two out of three of the top three historically in this region. I kind of count us as one of those right now. This is the first step, isn't it, Coach?
Absolutely. And you know, they're coming off of being the number two team in our region last year. So this is a huge step forward. You know, I feel like we have made leaps and bounds. You know, we've got a lot better. Do I feel like we are where we need to be? You know, I don't think you ever do as a coach. But, you know, we're on our way. We're on our way. And this, hopefully, will just be another stepping block in the road on the way to where we want to be.
Well, guys, appreciate you taking the time to talk with us today. And good luck tonight in Cedar Hills. Going to be a dandy, and we can't wait to get there and call all the action. Folks, we'll be back here next week with Coach Johnson and another player to preview the Dogs' road trip up on the plateau to Cumberland County. We hope you'll join us then.
This has been Inside the Locker Room with Head Coach Jake Johnson, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales from machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
Welcome back to the CarQuest Free Game Show. It's time for the Westmoreland Management Keys to the Game, where we ask Thomas his thoughts on how the Dogs can win tonight. Thomas, you've been right so far. Let's hear some more. What about the offensive side against the Red Devils tonight?
Well, on offense, I think it needs to be about ball control and sustaining drives tonight. You know, there's nothing wrong with an explosive every now and then, and we all know the big playability this Dog team has. But in a game like this, it might come down to chewing clock, Daniel. That's exactly what Joe Burns and Coach Adkins wants to do. Historically, they don't score a lot of points except for maybe against us.
All right.
That's usually a 21-7 ball game or something like that. But they control the pace. And, you know, why not try to beat them at their own game? I think the key will be these senior skill players, Ashlock, Ogletree, Walker, and Burks, kind of being consistent, making the plays, you know, picking up the 4 yards on the third down to keep the drive alive. You know, we've seen the speed of these underclassmen. Now I'm ready to see the consistency and the fortitude of this senior group at work, putting drives together, eating clock, and getting the payoff in the end.
That'd certainly be a complete look out of us. What about defense?
Well, you know, last week I called for big numbers on that side of the ball, and we saw it. You know, multiple sacks, five or six of those, three interceptions, big hits, on and on. This week I think it's about standing their ground, playing discipline against this old school attack of Joe Burns. You know, the highlight plays, they're not really the key this time around, in my opinion. We know how talented they are and how nasty this dog defense can be. Now I want to see how tough they are, how they can hold up to being pounded on play after play. And, you know, Daniel, I think they're up for that challenge. This Clay County defense is the identity of this team, and they're going to prove that tonight by showing they can play any way they have to in order to get it done.
Agreed. What about overall?
Well, overall, I think tonight's about taking the next step. This team has shown they've got the ability, but tonight they're here to show they belong, Daniel. I think the adversity of last week's slow start came at the perfect time as we hear them start revving those trucks over here in the parking lot. Not sure if the listeners can hear it or not, but what an atmosphere that brings, Daniel.
I remember last year us doing this segment and then doing the same thing. Wasn't able to hear all of it. Actually, were you through with your overall key?
I wasn't at that point. Let me keep going a little bit. But, you know, I think they can overcome it. That adversity like they saw in the Albany game, they know they're doing it. You know, it's not going to come easy tonight. They're going to see some adversity. But guess what? They learned last Friday night how to flip that switch when they need it. And tonight, you're going to see it again. Clay County came to Cedar Hill to prove something, and I can't wait to witness it.
All right. That's been the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver, brought to you by Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years. Now we'll turn our eyes to the Robertson County skies and bring you the Cumberland Exteriors Weather Report. Temperature currently is 84 degrees. At halftime, it'll be about 82, and at the end of the game, 80. Going to be hot throughout. Humidity is a high 72% here. In Cedar Hill, Tennessee, there's been no precipitation today, and none is expected throughout the contest. There is a slight wind out of the west. It's actually a 6-mile-an-hour wind out of the west here across the playing surface. This has been the weather report brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements. We'll go ahead and jump into the full coverage final word where we ask Coach Edwards his last thoughts before kickoff. Brought to you by Ashlock & Strong Insurance. Coach, it's time to cover it all, just like their agency does.
Well, guys, I'm going to remind everybody, we've watched four halves of Clay County football, and you know, we've watched three good halves and one okay half. Defensively, it was decent. Offensively, we struggled. But, you know, just to put the skunk on the table, so to speak, you know, which one of these Jekyll Hyde teams is going to show up here tonight. And, again, big region game on the road. Got some senior leadership, fairly young team overall. You know that I think we're better physically. I think we're better at the skill spots for sure. But Joe Burns, if you let a team that's not as good as you hang around, toward the end of the game, it's going to be tight. So we'll just see what happens getting ready for kickoff.
All right, folks, that's been the full coverage final word sponsored by Ashlock & Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and sign of the day because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. It is football time here in Robertson County. The home team Red Devils dressed in all red, helmets down to their pants tonight. Clay County, the visitors, they have on black helmets with a gold CC logo on the side of those. Their white travel jerseys along with black pants. Clay County going to receive the kickoff to begin this contest. They will start on offense. We'll bring you the State Farm starting offensive lineups here in just a moment. Looks like deep receive for Clay County is going to be number 44, Alec Kerr. Clay County will be traveling from left to right from our vantage point here on the visitor sideline at Joe Burns High School. Kerr Fields didn't know, actually lets it roll out of bounds. Wise move on his part. He rolled out around the 20. So Clay County should be able to take over at their own 35 for their first possession. Going to be pretty nice field position. We'll go ahead and do the State Farm offensive starters. Offensive line up front, left tackle, Wade Coons. Left guard, Levi Garrett. Center, Seth Eads. Right guard, Dalton Goad. Right tackle, John Hamilton. Receivers, White Burks, Bryson Burchett, and Jimmy Burchett. Fullback, Wesley Walker. Running backs, it's going to be by committee back there. We'll see Will Ogletree, Carson Sharp, Alec Kerr, and Joseph Markham all sharing carries. and the quarterback senior, Jake Ashcock. Those are the State Farm starting that is the State Farm starting offensive lineup, brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. Clay County hands off to Carson Sharp around the right side for the first carry of the contest. He picks up nice yardage. The play did originate at the Bulldog 35, and he advances all the way out to the Bulldog 44. Pickup of 9 for Sharp on first down, setting up second one. Go ahead.
Jake Johnson kind of trying to set the edge out there with the first play, getting him on the perimeter to loosen it up inside.
Two wide to the left, one to the right, handoff to Ogletree up the middle. He has the first down, crosses midfield into Red Devil territory before he's brought down. Nice tempo for Clay County opening up. They've run two plays. They have one first down. The ball rests at the Red Devil 48, where Clay County is less than half a field away from points, and we're still in the first minute of this contest. There's 11-10 and ticking on the clock. Burchett and Burks wide to the left. Jimmy Burgess split wide to the right. Ashcock keeper up the gut. He has a nice gain. Picks up around 7. We'll have to check the official spot to know for sure. He advances up to the Red Devil 41. So a pickup for him of 7, setting up 2nd and 3.
Good start here for Clay County. This is what we saw right out of the gate in the second half last Friday night at home. Clay County looked sharp. The Dogs just going straight ahead, simple. Going to try to control the ball and then stick it in the end zone.
They look fresh and focused. Bryson Burchett, White Burks wide to the right, Jimmy Burchett wide to the left. Ogletree and Sharp at either hip of Ashcock. Ashcock rolls to his right, releases downfield. Screen pass caught by Ogletree. He's taken out of bounds right at the sticks. If he does not have the first, he'll be short by a mere inch. The ball will be spotted at the Joe Burns 38. It is going to set up 3rd in what we're going to call 1 inch, as I previously had said. 5th play of the drive coming for Clay County. They're already in 4-down territory as the ball does set at the Red Devil 38.
Nice, easy completion there for Ashlock to get started here, get his confidence going.
2 tight end set. Ashlock under center for the first time this year. Ogletree up the gut. Easily has the first down and more. He actually advances down to the Red Devil 33-yard line. Clay County now picks up their 2nd first down of this opening drive on the 5 plays that they've run so far, Coach Edwards.
Straight ahead. I like that, Daniel. That's the first time this year we've seen out of that split back just a fullback dive from Ogletree. He'll stick his nose in there.
1st and 10 from the 33. Ashcock hands off to Sharp around left side. He's the speedster, 30, 25. Knocked down now around the 23 is where he's going to be spotted. Not a first down. Pickup of 9 on first down for Carson Sharp, the sophomore, setting up 2nd and 1. 7th play of the drive coming. 9:23 and ticking on the clock. 0-0 the score. Ball resting at the Red Devil 24-yard line. Ashlock in the gun. Ogletree to drive hip. Sharp is left. Ashlock keeps. He's up the gut with it. Picks up that important first down. Clay County continues to move the chains. Great offensive production thus far. More probably yardage-wise than they had in the entirety of the first half last week against Clinton County. Thomas, I think you said during the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show they had 17 yards maybe in that first half. They picked up well over that already in this one.
They have, and we're looking at about 6 runs and the 1 short pass to Ogletree. Let's see if we go to the air here.
Ball's at the Red Devil 21. Toss sweep to Sharp right side. He's at the 20. Does not make the 15, though. Nice tackle made by number 24 for the Red Devils. I'll have to get my roster out for them to try to bring you their names. He does advance the ball up to the Red Devil 16-yard line. Pick up a 5 for Sharp, setting up what I think is now, is it 3rd and 5 or 2nd and 5?
2nd down and 5.
2nd and 5.
Same formation it looks like, Daniel. Pretty consistent so far from Coach Johnson.
2 back set, Ogletree and Sharp, either hip of Ashcock. Ashcock gets the shotgun snap, rolls to his left, targets Burks. Burks may be across the plane of the goal line. No, they're going to rule him down. Oh, one official wanted to signal a touchdown. However, they're going to conference and talk about it. We see a signal of touchdown. Clay County, it was delayed, but the excitement of the fans who've traveled from Salina over to Cedar Hill tonight will not be contained as they applaud senior quarterback Jay Kashoff, who found his fellow classmate, White Burks, to put points on the board. 6-0, Clay County's in front, 8:06 remaining in this first quarter.
Going to go for two here, Daniel. You suggested it last week. Let's see what we got.
Ashcock under center, we're in the I formation. Ogletree at fullback. You've called for him up the gut, and it produced, Thomas. 2 points for Clay County. A beautiful opening drive. I think it was of the eight-play variety. They get it in the end zone. Bulldogs up early, 8-0. Here's Joe Burns.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
What's a sesquicentennial? It's a 150-year anniversary, and Clay County will celebrate that milestone in 2020 with a year-long slate of events. The main celebration will be in June, the month the county was formed. The 150 celebration will combine county and community history, cultural events, and lots of down-home fun. For more information or to volunteer to help plan the 150, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
We're back on air here on the Horizon Sports Network. Alec Kerr kicks off. It'll be fielded by DJ Johnson for Joe Burns. He has a nice return going. He's brought down by Kerr, though, who records his first tackle of the contest. We'll go ahead and do the defensive starters for you for Clay County. Nose guard, freshman Levi Garrett. Defensive tackle, senior Wesley Walker, sophomore Wade Coons. Inside backers, senior White Burks, senior Will Ogletree, junior John Copeland. Outside backers, junior Bryson Burgett, freshman Joseph Markham. Cornerbacks, sophomore Carson Sharp, freshman Jimmy Burchett, and the safety freshman Alec Kerr. That's the starting defensive lineup brought to you by State Farm and their local agent, Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew was there offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. Joe Burns with the football. They'll be taking over from their own 39-yard line. Traditional eye backfield, twin set to the right. That's two wideouts. The tight end is to the left. Quarterback's under center. Hand off to tailback. Around left side, that's number 22, Jake Chenault. Chenault picks up two on the carry. Setting up second, Nate. Who was the tackler, Thomas?
Good play by the senior Wesley Walker coming from that far side tackle position. Not very big in there, Daniel, but let me tell you something. Walker has got the grit, and he's mean, making the first stop of the night.
Second, Nate. Clay County in their 3-3 stack defense. Two wide to the right, one to the left for Joe Burns. Quarterback drops back now into the shotgun set. Calls for the snap. Quickly passes to the right to Johnson. Johnson has it. He goes around right side. Tackled by Will Ogletree, and the ball's loose. It looks like the ground knocked it out, though. Ogletree with pretty good defense on the play. Looks like we have a sophomore quarterback for the Red Devils, if my roster's accurate. Ryan Dowling. Thomas, I know you're reading in your Murphy Fire about a senior quarterback.
Yeah, I'm not sure if maybe he didn't, decide to play his senior year or what. The coach gave us an article there about it and said Dallin would be the starter.
Okay, Dallin, all right. Here we are after a little swing pass.
Big third down right here, Daniel.
Ogletree made the tackle. It does set up 3rd and 6. Dallin under center, fullback and tailback behind him, two wide to the left. Dallin waits on the snap, gets it, toss sweep to the left. Ogletree's there. Can he make the stop? He does not. Markham misses as well. White Burks knocks him out of bounds short of the sticks, if my vision is correct. Should be 4th and about half a foot.
Nice job by the Clay County front, stringing that one out there, Daniel, pushing him all the way to the sidelines. Markham had a shot up here to drop him for a loss. But let me tell you, the leader of that Bulldog defense, Coach Jake Johnson, called him that in the interview this week, and that's White Burks, and he just got them and hold them to a 4th and 1. It looks like Joe Burns is going to go for it here.
They're feeling the pressure early. Coach Adkins, 25-year-plus veteran, going for it here. Could be just a hard count. Dallin under center. Power eye backfield behind him. Two tight end set. Here's the snap. Hand off to tailback. He's got the first down. Tackle's going to be made by Walker along with Carson Sharp. Ball carrier was Chenault.
Got a good push right there, did the Red Devils. You know, opened up that hole, and a good gain, really, Daniel. First good gain of the night we've seen from the Red Devils. Listen, while we got time, we got to go back to that Clay County drive on this opening possession, Daniel. Eight plays, queued up 4 minutes on the clock, had about six runs out of it. Just a great tone-setting drive for the Dogs.
They looked clean. No mistakes. Everything was crisp. They were sprinting to the line from the huddle. It looked like it was supposed to.
I'll tell you what I like seeing. Will Ogletree, straight up the gut. He's powering it in there and got the two-point conversion. 8-0 Clay County right now.
Red Devils now in Bulldog territory. Ball sets at the Clay County 46. Dallin in the gun, hand off to fullback. He's going to have a good gainer here down across the 40 where he's tackled by Clay County's number 20, Carson Sharp, assisted by John Copeland.
We see Ogletree for the first time this year starting on defense, Daniel. The freshman, Keaton Arms, banged up this week. He is dressed, may play later on. Ogletree had a shot, had another TFL right there, just missed it and gave the Red Devils a good game. But good to see the senior playing a little D.
Another injury for Clay County. Junior safety Jacob Burnett has a broken bone in his foot. He will be out for the season.
Tough break for Burnett. You know, and nobody gave more effort, put more time in than Jacob Burnett, and he was really looking for a special season back there at safety and wide out on offense.
Jimmy Burchett in filling the role for him. Red Devils on second and four, have another first down. Tackle made by Alec Kerr along with Carson Sharp. Another first down for Joe Burns. They're doing what they knew they would. I formation, quarterback under center. He has been in the gun on a snap or two. They've run six plays, maybe once he's been in the gun. But old school football, kind of like what we played, I backfield. Sometimes a twin set, most of the time a tight end in there. They're just going to come at you. Here they go wide. They're making a line out of me. Two wide outs to either side. Single back set, Dallin in the gun. Chenault at his right hip. Jet sweep to Johnson around right side. Pretty good defense by Clay County, though. He doesn't get much. Primary tackler, number three, Jimmy Burchett.
Burchett coming up, the freshman, and making that stop, doing a good job, as also the other Burchett in on that play, Daniel, and that'd be Bryson, the junior.
Ball now sets at the Bulldog 27-yard line. 4:22 and ticking in this first quarter. Clay County in front, 8-9.
You know, we talked about ball control. That's exactly what this Joe Burns team is doing. They haven't stuck in the end zone yet, but they burn up 4 minutes just like we did on opening drive already.
Converted one fourth down to keep the drive alive and continue their offense going. Shotgun set again. Hand off to Chenault. He's around right side. Wrapped up, though, by Burchett, I believe. Yes, sir. Jimmy Burchett records his second stop of the game.
You know, Burchett, a whole lot like his father, and that'd be Brent Burchett. Doesn't have a whole lot of size, but he's got all the grit in the world, Daniel. And he's really coming up and laying the lumber for a little guy. And when we saw that at, in the junior high level, and it's no different as he gets his first start here tonight under the lights.
He's a highly aggressive player, no doubt. Third and short. We'll call it four. Our vantage point now is kind of hard. Have to stick her head out of the window here on the visiting sideline. Joe Burns is driving from right to left. Dallin under center. I'm about to field behind him on third and five. Two wide to the left and tied into the right. Hand off to the fullback. He's up the gut. Nothing doing. Wyatt Burks there immediately. Maybe 1 yard at the most.
Great read by Wyatt Burks. Just kind of the quarterback reversed out. Looked like he was going to do kind of a counter option look, but gave to the fullback. Burke saw it the whole way. Nice stop by the senior.
Brown Salas, the sophomore.
Second
fullback.
Fourth down.
It is.
The second time that Wyatt Burke has done that.
He picked up more than I thought. It appears to be fourth and about two and a half. And we see another wishbone backfield out of Joe Burns. Dallin under center, two tight set. Everybody in the box. Here comes the run. Chenault, left side. Beautiful tackle by Alec Kerr. Kerr is very close to first down yardage, but I think he's going to be short.
The safety. Defense coordinator Dickerson walks Kerr up from the safety position. He hadn't played there all year, and he's there like a linebacker to make the stop and hopefully a turnover on downs. They're looking at it, Daniel.
It's very close. The White Hat's going to call.
Yes, sir.
Turnover on downs. Clay County football. I thought he was going to call the chains onto the field. And I'm sure head coach Tom Adkins across the way would have liked to have seen that measurement rather than the White Hat just eyeball it from the middle of the field to the sideline.
What a play by the freshman. Another young player, two of them stepping up on that drive. Burchett making the stop on the outside. Kerr also turning it over on downs for this Bulldog team.
2:24 on the clock. Clay County takes over at their own 24-yard line. Ball carrier Sharp, he's upended, but after he does pick up yardage, though. I said they started at the 24. I'm going to see if that's right. Kind of difficult to see here, but it's very important to us here on the Horizon Sports Network to get those yard lines right. We want the stats to be accurate. The ball now sits at the Bulldog 30, and it's second and one. So it started at the 21. The Bulldog 21, now it sits at the 30 after the pickup of 9 for Sharp, setting up second and one. Clay County breaks huddle, two wide to the left, one to the right. Ashlock in the gun, Sharp at his right hip, Ogletree at his left. Burks comes across in motion, hand off to Ogletree, he's around right side, has room. 35, crosses it, nice tackle made by number 33 for the Red Devils, Elijah Farmer, a junior. Not a lot of seniors on this Joe Burns squad. I only see three, maybe four. Actually, Coach says eight. I'm wrong on that one, too. I appreciate that, Coach. You've already analyzed the roster.
Well, it was in the article that I read, man. It was the only reason I knew that.
Well, you said that to me. I guess I need to do my research better. Is now the ball sets at the Bulldog, 37-yard line, and a timeout's been taken on the field by Clay County, I believe. Minute 28 left in this opening quarter. Your score, Clay County 8, Joe Burns none. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Ashok in the gun, two wide to the left. He's going to run it behind there. Actually, Sharp running it. Ashok handed off to him. He's across the 40-yard line. Fights his way up to the 45, where he'll be taken out of bounds. Things getting kind of chippy here already in this one between Joe Burns and Clay County. Joe Burns used to be dominant in this series, as we said in the Battle Bulldog history pregame. They've met four prior times. Joe Burns 4-0 against Clay County.
If you saw it or not on the other side of the field there, at Bryson Burchett just kind of did a little clinic on how to finish the block.
He did, and we're sealing that edge for Sharp, but it's also these wideouts, including Burchett and Burks and Kerr. They punish people on the outside, guys. We talk about pancakes for offensive linemen. That was a pile drive.
Pickup of 8 for Sharp on that first down carry. Sets up second and 2. Loss of yardage for Sharp on this carry. The ball is backed up to the Bulldog 40. It was second and 2. We're going to call it now third and 7. Loss of 5 on the carry. Fifth play of the drive coming for Clay County. Potential passing down. Clay County in their own territory. Two wide to the right, one to the left. Ashlock in the gun. He rolls to his right. Wants the throw. Does. Hits Ogletree. He's close to first down yardage. Gets the first across midfield into Red Devil territory, where he's going to be thrown out of bounds at the Joe Burns 46.
Beautiful play right there for Ashlock. Kind of a flood route to this near sideline, Daniel. He made the reads on that one. He looked downfield on the deep flag, then got the deep out. They were covered, came back underneath to Ogletree. Great job by the senior right there for the first down, checking it down.
I'm impressed with Clay County at this point, just the poise that they're playing with. First and 10, short field now for Clay County. Ball at the Joe Burns 46. Two wide to the left, one to the right. Ashok going to throw again, drops back. Looks downfield, nothing there, has to scramble, breaks pocket, up through the line of scrimmage, now runs over a man, absolutely punishes that linebacker from Joe Burns. He picks up about two on it. Ashlock, I don't know what his size is, but he's a great big boy, I know that. Pick up of two for Ashlock, setting up second and eight. No buzzer sounds, however, the clock does expire here at the field at Joe Burns High School. We're at the end of one very quickly here on the Horizon Sports Network. Clay County in front, 8-9. Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Second and eight, Ashlock in the gun. Clay County driving from right to left now after the quarter change. Ashlock keeps around right side, works hard to pick up 2 yards, maybe three. Play originated from the Red Devil 44. Now the ball will be spotted at the 42. Pick up a 2-4 Ashlock, setting up third, and a pretty manageable 6.
Big third down right here at midfield, Daniel. I think you go and get Ashlock on the edge again out here to this far sideline, or near sideline, with Burchett and Burks in the slot. Let's see if they do that.
Ashlock in the gun, rolls to his left, looking to pass, has time, releases. Ball was incomplete. Targeting Will Ogletree on the 5-yard out. Threw it a little low for him, though. Ogletree couldn't hang on. Fourth and 6. Interesting spot on the field. The ball sets at the Red Devil 42. I don't think Coach Johnson necessarily would be wrong either way here with either decision.
I don't think so either. And Ashlock, you know, he played it safe right there. Not a bad decision. But, you know, you're going to have to take a shot downfield. He had Burchett, had the step. But he checked it down again, so you can't fuss at him for that as he drops back to punt. But again, the fake is in play here with Ashlock deep to punt.
Ashlock is the punter. Burchett and Sharp split wide to the left. It is going to be a punt. Kicks away. Fielded by the Red Devils. Ball's on the ground. It is recovered by Joe Burns, though. Jimmy Burchett was there. His presence perhaps disrupted the catch by the Red Devil returner. But he was able to follow to maintain possession for Joe Burns. They take over deep in their own territory. Looks like it's at the Joe Burns 21. They're going to start 79 yards away from tying point.
I like the call there from Coach Johnson. You know, it's early in this ball game. This is going to be a long battle. We had three possessions, two for Clay County, one for Joe Burns in that entire first quarter. Talk about a ball control game. Good call. Get field position here. Coach Jake Johnson.
Dallin under center. Quick screen thrown to Johnson out of the left wideout. He's under heavy pressure, though, by the Clay County defense. I see Dalton Goat there knocking off a helmet. Let's give him credit on the sack. Not the sack, but the tackle.
Yeah. Number two out there on the edge. He may dance for a little while, but eventually Dalton Goat is going to get there. And let me tell you, he can clean them up, Daniel. Helmets go to rolling when Goat lays the smack down.
And he did on that one. Goat flying from his interior spot on the defense. I think he's lined up at nose guard tonight. They like to move him around between defensive tackle and nose guard. He's effective anywhere he lines up.
He is, and he's really been doing a great job, as has Coons and Walker up there, keeping these linebackers free to run and make the tackles, Daniel. We're not seeing the big numbers out of those guys up front, but they're doing their job and doing it well.
Absolutely. It's because of them this whole defense goes. Pick up a 4 on that first down quick screen. Going to be run this time on second down, and it's a gang of Bulldogs. Coach Edwards pick one out.
Guys, it was a whole bunch right there. Just bad place to be between that defensive line and the ball. They're getting to it.
That's game tackling.
I'm pretty sure Wade Coons got off the bottom of the pile first. He's that strong side tackle, the way Joe Burns was rolling that time, and it was just a wave of white in that direction, guys. Great stop to bring up what is another big third down.
Third and five for the Red Devils. The ball sets at their own 26-yard line. Dale in the gun. It is going to be a pass. It's away. Screen pass caught by Johnson. He's going to be hit hard. I believe
Burks came in low, Daniel.
Markham come in there, too.
Did he?
Burks and Markham coming in at the same time. Got to pick one of them out. I think go with the senior. It is a first down, though. It was good defense by Clay County. But on third and five, they picked up the five they needed, not much more.
Good
ball
play call.
Ball now rests at the Red Devil 32, where they've got it first and 10.
Good play call by Coach Adkins over there on that sideline. He knew Gold and Coons would be teeing off on third and medium and caught him a little bit with that screen play.
Dallin under center. I formation behind him. Two wide to the right, tight end left. Roll out to the right is Dallin. Ball's away.
Whoa!
Intercepted by Havoc Kerr. He closed about 15 yards of ground in less than a second.
What a play. Dallin rolling out to this near sideline, laid it over the top of the linebacker, Markham, just out of his reach. And Kerr, I'm telling you, Daniel, he was 5 yards behind on that out route, made it up in a hurry, and got a hand in for the deflection.
Second and 10 for the Red Devils after the incomplete pass. Clay County's defense continues to impress. They have yet to give up points in this 2019 season. They've successfully completed 9 quarters of action without being scored on.
Look at Jimmy Burchett, the freshman, on an island out here, Daniels. They go to there again.
Down here, got intercepted by Markham. Here he goes the other way. The freshman with his third interception this season. He had 2 last week. Sets his team up with another opportunity, and the freshman personnel for this Clay County team continue to impress.
Yeah, they've earned the respect of their teammates, their coaches, of all three of us, and all the Clay County fans. They've really put on a show the last 3 weeks.
They've been good throughout their careers. We wondered if that would translate immediately into high school, and it certainly has at this point. Clay County with a very short field. They have it at the Joe Burns 25-yard line, first and 10. 8:42 left on this second quarter clock. Ashlock hands off. Was it Sharp?
I missed it, Daniel. I think we pulled out a new formation here. Ashlock was under center for the first time I've seen in a couple years now, and maybe that could have been an old-school power eye set, Daniel. Not sure. Might want to check it out here
with
Sharp kicking deep. A little play out of Coach Adkins' playbook here, and we're seeing it again, power eye.
Pick up of 3 for Sharp. Sharp now out of eye. Toss sweep to the left. He's going to lose yardage, though. He's going to be tackled all the way back at the Red Devil 25-yard line. Loss of, we'll call it 4, actually. What did I say he picked up on first down?
Well, it started at the 25, Daniel, so he must have picked up 4 and then lost 4.
Okay, that's what I started to say. It's 3rd and 10. 3rd and 10. We saw him in that formation on the 2-point play, Thomas.
I missed that.
3rd and 10 for Clay County, 25 yards away from going ahead 2 possessions. Ashlock in the gun, Overtreat his left hip, 2 wideouts to either side. Ashlock rolls to his left, rolls back to his right, balls away.
Overtreat
was the intended receiver, pass interference going to be called.
I was fixing to say, I don't care if it's a screen play in the middle of the line or not, you can't double hand, that's my word this year, Daniel, you can't double hand chuck somebody in the back while the ball's in the air. And that's exactly what the Red Devil did there. It's going to be a first down automatic with the interference call.
Overtree was shoved from behind before the ball got to him. We'll see if we're correct in that pass interference call. First down. Well, no call. They just picked up the flag, folks. 4th and 10. Here we are, 4th and 10.
Behind the line of scrimmage or something?
That's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
Maybe it was. There can't be pass interference there. I guess it ended up almost like a screen pass. Ashlock in the gun. Trips receivers to the right. Here he drops. Has Kerr down the seam. He goes wide, though, to the left, targeting Burks. Couldn't hit him. Turnover on downs. Clay County after the Joseph Markham interception. Couldn't capitalize it. Now flags are on the play. And this is going to be... Coach, do you know that hand signal? Personal foul?
Personal foul, I believe.
They may signify things a little different over here in Robertson County.
Well, I wonder if Coach Johnson's looking for an explanation here.
There was an incomplete ass shot pass on fourth down. And then we see after the play ends, flag. So, and there are two. Could be one against each side. Here's another signal. Personal foul against Clay County. Don't know who it was, but Joe Burns getting a huge break. They get the ball back and a 15-yard penalty to boot. They have a 60-yard field to traverse. The ball sets at their own 40-yard line. 7:22 to play here in the first half. Clay County in front, 8-9. Two good football teams doing battle early. Dallin under center. Two tight set, double wing set. Joe Burns does all kinds of stuff on offense. Tall sweep out of the wing T set. Tailback around left side. He's going to be tackled by Wade Coons along with others. Coons was not the primary tackle,
Bryson
though.
Burchett setting the edge on the outside. Just put his foot in the ground, Daniel. Set that edge and basically caught that ball carrier and dropped him.
2 yards picked up on it. Nice job by Burchett, only giving up 2 yards on the tall sweep. Second and eight now for the Red Devils. The clock says 6:65. I don't think that's possible. You can't go over 60 seconds in a minute. Let's add some extra bulbs. It's now down
to these officials down here running that clock.
6:45 and ticking. Second and eight. Joe Burns with it. Dallin in the gun. They drive from left to right from our vantage point. The ball sets at their own 42, 58 yards away from points. Jet sweep action. They hand off to Johnson around left side. Tackle's made by Ogletree, the senior getting in there. And that's a tackle for loss, Thomas. Make sure to mark it down. Third and 10 now after Ogletree drops him for two.
Kind of like Burchett did on the first play. Ogletree standing his ground on the outside, just gave a little jig move to that defender to the blocker out there. Shed him, made a great stop. Not really with authority, but it was... What's going on here?
Timeout taken.
I thought there was another flag on the play or something. Coach, any scores of interest so far tonight?
Don't have anything yet, Thomas. I'm too tied up watching the game.
It's a good ball game.
Well, let's slip in one ad here. 6:07 remaining in the second quarter. Clay County in front, 8-9. Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more. We're back here on the Horizon Sports Network, coming out of this Clay County timeout, as we said, 6:07 on the clock. Clay County in front, 8-9. It is 3rd and 8 for the Red Devils. They have the ball at their own 42-yard line. Clay County's defense continues to be impressive tonight. They've already created one turnover. That was Joseph Markham's interception. Dallin back to pass. He has time. Ball's away. He's targeting deep. Kerr's there. He does not break it up. Ball's caught by Johnson. Carson Sharp there to make the tackle, though. We are very fortunate to have the speed of Kerr and Sharp on this team. Carson Sharp came in like he was a bullet shot out of a gun. Unfortunately, though, the Red Devils, with the huge 50-yard pass play, advance all the way down inside the Bulldog 10 to the 8-yard line. They're close to scoring.
What a ball by Dallin right there. I mean, he threw that on a rope. How many yards, Daniel? At least 35, maybe 40, wouldn't you say, in the air?
Oh, yeah.
That is a great throw by the Red Devil quarterback. And I tell you, Alex
Kerr, sophomore.
Textbook coverage from Kerr right there, just over his fingertips. And what a catch on the other end.
Dallin under center. I backfield behind him. Two wide to the left, tight end to the right. First and goal from the 8. Tall sweep to the left. Clay County's defense is there. Primary tackler was, I see,
White Burks.
That's White. White Burks there. Under 5.5 minutes to play here in this second quarter. Second goal now for Joe Burns. They pick up one on the tall sweep. It's Feds at the Bulldogs 7.
We talked about the ball control offense. A little uncharacteristic for Joe Burns right there. Going deep on that one, Daniel. And it's got them set up in business.
Dallin under center. Tight end flanker to the right. Split into the left. High backfield behind him. Waiting on the snap. Here it comes. Handoff right side. Tailback has it. He scores. Clay County gives up its first points of the 2019 season. And this one got a little bit tighter here in Cedar Hill, Tennessee tonight. 8-6 currently. That two-point conversion Clay County had there in the first quarter, really nice to have at this moment. They cannot be surpassed, only tied, as we see Coach Atkins preparing his squad for their two-point attempt.
As you said, Daniel, first time the Dogs have been scored on this year. This is that adversity I was talking about. Still got the lead by the two-point conversion. Still yet to see how we're going to end up as they attempt their two-point try, looks like, Daniel. But now Clay County has got to turn it around, get that out of their heads. It was all about the big play.
Yeah.
Got Joe Burns down there.
That's right. It wasn't a sustained drive. It was one big play and a lot of hitting going on that two-point conversion, but it is good.
Believe that was the junior John Copeland, number 52, Daniel, came through from his linebacker position and just laid out over the top of the pile and jarred that ball loose.
Unfortunately, points were given to the Joe Burns Red Devils. He crossed the plane prior to that, Thomas. We're knotted up at 8. 4:51 remaining here at Joe Burns Stadium in the first half.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Back here to live Bulldog football action. Clay County going to take over at its own 35-yard line again after the Joe Burns kickoff went out of bounds. We just saw the Clay County defense allow its first points of the season. We are knotted up at 8 here with 4:51 left in the second quarter.
Just a great throw again from the Red Devil quarterback to get them in scoring position before they finish it off from first and goal there, Daniel. And we were so close to making that play.
Oh, yeah.
Alec Kerr was. So, Clay County needs to realize that. They're still in this ball game. It's a whole new ball game at 8-8. They got 4 minutes, a little over left here in this first half. If nothing else, we need to chew the clock right here.
Ashok in the gun. 3 wide to the right, 1 to the left. Hand off to Ogletree. He's across the 35. Fights hard, picks up 3, advancing up to the Red Devil, actually to the Bulldog, 38-yard line. The important thing of note there, you kind of get that sense that Coach Atkins across the field from us there understood that his team couldn't consistently get first downs running the football against the nasty, tough Clay County defense. He picks on a freshman back there who had great coverage. It was just a perfectly thrown ball, as you said, and it was that big play that got him down there. I don't think they could hold a sustained, continuous short yardage drive against the Bulldog defense. Ashlock with it. Hands off to Ogletree on second down. Ogletree fights hard across the 40, advancing up to the Bulldog 41-yard line. A pickup of 3 for him, setting up 3rd and 4. 4 minutes now left in the second quarter. Game's going quickly, Coach.
It is, like you said there during the break, not many incomplete passes, only one penalty for the game.
Right.
And that was already on the dead ball. So
the timeouts, I guess, have slowed it down more than anything. Pretty clean game being played. Ashlock and company, here we go. 3rd and 4. Ashlock in the gun, rolls to his right, quickly passes. Carson Sharp with it on a screen pass.
One move.
He's
going
to get in the first down. Not much more, though. He advances up to the Bulldog 47-yard line. Breathes new life into this drive for Clay County. Hopefully, Coach Johnson and his squad can methodically march down, chewing up this 3 minutes and 25 seconds that's ticking here on the clock, and put points on the board, have that momentum going into halftime.
Nice call by Johnson right there with a screen, but I tell you, that was all about Carson Sharp. He made that play.
Carson Sharp with another chance around right side. It's a carry this time. Tries to get wide. Flag goes down. That's going to be against Clay County. Expect this one to come back. Sharp got across the 50. Would have picked up around 3 on the play, but it will not stand.
Looks like a holding signal, Daniel.
Say so. First one we've seen in quite some time on the edge out there.
Right tackle, John Hamilton, the freshman. Yeah. I can't imagine playing offensive tackle as a freshman. You started as a freshman, Thomas, at a wide receiver, maybe at safety. That's a little different than playing tackle, is it not?
It is, and especially against a team like this in your third ever game, guys. I remember being nervous in my 10th game of that freshman year. You know, Hamilton, Garrett, those are some names we haven't mentioned when we talk about all these freshmen.
Skill players, Those guys are freshman skill players.
These guys are playing in the trenches and have since the start of the season. Pretty impressive.
Doing a great job. Big penalty there on the holding call. First and 24, Clay County. Ball sets at the Bulldog 37-yard line. Ashok in the gun. 3 wide to the right, 1 to the left. Rolls to his right. Hands off to Ogletree. Little draw play. Ogletree picks up very minimal yardage on the play. I hope Wade Coons isn't injured. He's at the bottom of a pile trying to get out from under there. He's fine. He's just mad. He's going up from there. He was pinned by a Red Devil defensive lineman. Coons is fine, though. We don't talk enough about the offensive line up front. I'll mention them again. We mentioned Hamilton and Garrett there. They're joined by junior Wade Coons, junior Seth Eads, and junior Dalton Gold. So all 5 of these guys coming back next year. They're going to do nothing but improve. It's second and what we'll call 18 after a 2-yard pickup. Who was the ball carrier?
Ogletree.
Okay. Second and 18. Ashok rolls to the left. Ball's away. Has Burks. He's at the 45-50 across midfield. Fights hard. Takes 4 Red Devils to get him down. And he still almost got away from him. Nice job by Wyatt Burks. The toughest player on this Bulldog team. We talk about heart, talk about drive, talk about motivation. I heard him during that interview inside the locker room you conducted this morning, Thomas, and he's the heart and soul of this team, is he not?
He is, and I really believe that. And I asked him that question, hey, where does that toughness come from? And the kid, he didn't want to talk about it.
Well, that's what I mentioned.
He didn't mention it, but I mentioned it. Just a great kid, Wyatt Burks.
Ball now at the Joe Burns 48-yard line. After the big pickup between Ashok and Burks. 3rd and 4. Ashok loses a handle on the ball. Has a dive on it. Nothing gained on 3rd and 3. Actually going to lose just a little bit of yardage. Whistles blow on the field. 1:05 left on this second quarter clock. Coach Johnson takes his final, I believe it is, timeout here of this first half. We'll go to break. We're knotted up at 8 between Joe Burns and Clay County.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activity Director Corey Barlow reminding you, it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
We're back here, 4th and 8, 1:09 on the clock. Ashok in punt formation. He gets the kick away, tries to pin Joe Burns deep. It hits at the Red Devil 20, takes a Bulldog roll, going to be downed at the Joe Burns 18-yard line. We have a flag on the sideline here on the field, laying right in front of the Clay County coaches. Looks like Coach Johnson didn't like something on the field, and I guess the official didn't like what he had to say. I don't know. Could have been out on the field. I honestly didn't see.
I didn't either, Daniel. We talked about at the beginning of that drive, eating a little clock, even if Clay County couldn't advance it down the field. Well, they've done that here. We've got it down to under a minute to go. Hopefully going to have Joe Burns pinned deep if this flag doesn't step us back out to midfield.
Here's what it was. It was a false start, I think, on the punt squad. So we apologize to Coach Johnson. I don't think he did anything wrong on that. It happened to be the side judge threw it, and it coincidentally was at the feet of Coach Johnson. Joe Burns did decline the penalty, whatever it was, and they have the ball, as I called before, at their own 18. First and 10, 1 minute left in the second quarter. Tied up at 8. It's been a good game of football played in front of us so far by both squads. Dallin under center. I'm back in field behind him. Wide out to either side, tied into the left. Here's the snap. Hand off to the tailback. He goes down the left side, hit hard. Bryson Merchant's there along with others. I believe Alec Kerr got up in there too.
Merchant doing a great job on at that outside linebacker position. He saw the flow of the play and basically just shot that gap, Daniel, and took the ball carrier down back there.
Coach Adkins content to let this clock tick.
Is that a tackle for loss? I can't see the yard marker.
It is a tackle for loss. Second 12, the scoreboard says. 25 seconds now and ticking on the clock. Second and 12 for the Red Devils. The ball rests at their own 16. They're 84 yards away from the Bulldog end zone. Dallin under center. 14 seconds now. He takes a knee on it. Coach Adkins content to go into the halftime with his squad tied with the visiting Clay County team. We've got a lot of action coming up in the second half, and a lot to talk about during the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show that's coming up. We are tied at 8 between Joe Burns and Clay County at halftime here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for opponent stats from the first two quarters by producer Rob Edwards, Bulldog midway totals from analyst Thomas Weaver, a scoring summary from play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. All coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
What's a sesquicentennial? It's a 150-year anniversary, and Clay County will celebrate that milestone in 2020 with a year-long slate of events. The main celebration will be in June, the month the county was formed. The 150 celebration will combine county and community history, cultural events, and lots of down-home fun. For more information or to volunteer to help plan the 150, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the getting place. Tri-County Electric can help make gift-giving easier for any occasion. We carry Panamax surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri-County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated, and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Star Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activity Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where Clay County and Joe Burns are tied 8-8 in a field position and ball control battle here in the first half in Cedar Hill, Tennessee. Daniel, and it's kind of playing out just like we thought it would. Not many offensive possessions in the first half for either team, and it's a whole new ball game heading into the third quarter.
If you'd have told me it was going to be tied 8-8 at the halftime before this thing kicked off, I'd have said, okay, I'll take that.
I agree, and it all started when the Dogs came out and were pretty much perfect on that first drive, Daniel. They went 8 plays, took them 4 minutes, ran the clock. Had 2 pass plays in there with 6 runs, and they were all, well, Carson Sharp stretched it out on the first one with a jet, but after that it was Ashlock and Ogletree straight ahead pounding, and the payoff was Ashlock to Birch from 16 yards out, and then Ogletree up the middle of the senior diving just like he always can, 8-0 Clay County at the 8:06 mark.
Ogletree looked like himself.
He does.
He's out last year. So I guess he looked like what we expected him to, because we've really not seen him in his true high school form yet.
Well, this is his type of game right here, Daniel. Straight ahead, pound and ground, elbow, forearms, lowering the head, and getting those hard, tough, earned yards, and that's what Will Ogletree is doing so far. On the ensuing possession, it really looked good for the Clay County defense. Fourth and 25 from the 20-yard line at one point. And then Alec Kerr with a big stop on fourth down to get the turnover on downs. We talked about the freshmen, how well they're playing for this team, and you can name every one of them, about a half a dozen, making big plays, including Jared Markham, who had his 3rd interception of the year. Not Jared, I'm sorry, Joseph. Joseph Markham, the freshman, picked off another pass to end another Red Devil drive, and then it came down, and I hate to say it, Daniel, but a big no call by the officials on that fourth down screen pass. 2 hands to the back, no call, turnover on downs for Clay County, and that's when Coach Tom Atkins pulled out something we haven't seen in a while, threw the bomb, Daniel, caught Clay County off guard a little bit. Kerr outstretched arms, just went right over his fingertips. 55 yards later, they were in business, and they punched in from 5 yards out, then got the 2-point conversion. 8-8 is our halftime score.
It is. First point Clay County defense has given up in this 2019 season. And we're going to have a whale of a second half to call for you here from Cedar Hill, Tennessee. It is tied up 8-8 at the intermission. And this is the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. You're listening to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert, and he'll mend it.
Still to come, a budget pest control scoreboard update from producer Rob Edwards, and final thoughts from analyst Thomas Weaver and play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong. As we wrap up the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show and get ready for the second half kickoff of Bulldog football. All coming up after these words from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers, one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you, it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way. Your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place. Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Clay County will celebrate its 150th anniversary in 2020, and plans are underway to help make next year the most memorable in the county's history. Events will be held all year long, with a special emphasis on the county's founding date in mid-year. Dozens of volunteers will be needed for this effort, and we invite you to be a part of it. For more information, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioFriend that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioFriend is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioFriend services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina,
offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
We're back here on the Papa Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, and quickly we'll let Coach Edwards share any opponent stats he might have.
That's a pretty good job by the Bulldog defense the first half. Joe Burns managed 94 total yards. Had 14 carries for 28 yards, led by Jake Chenault, who had 9 of those for 22. Quarterback Ryan Dallin, 4 out of 5 in the air, 66 yards, and an interception. And receiving, they were led by number 2, DJ Johnson. Had 3 catches for 61 yards, including that big 55-yarder, which biggest offensive play of the half for either team.
Thomas, Clay County stats?
Clay County, Ogletree has 7 carries for 31 yards, and Sharp has 8 carries for 36 yards. Ashlock has 5 carries for 12 yards. And then he's also 5 for 8 tonight, Daniel. Pretty good night for Ashlock for 55 yards and the 16-yard touchdown to the senior Wyatt Burks. Also on the defensive side, guess who's leading the way? Wyatt Burks, 4 stops at halftime.
All right. Your score is 8-8, and we are set for this third quarter. Joe Burns going to be receiving Clay County's kickoff to start the second half of play. It looks like Johnson, along with Chenault, dropped deep to receive for the Red Devils. Joe Burns going to be traveling from right to left during this third quarter of action. It's fielded by an up back at the 30. He's up to the 35, brought down hard. We're going to give credit to John Hamilton, who was in our first contact. Senior Wesley Walker came in and assisted. Joe Burns is going to take over at their own 35 or 6. I got to wait for the spot.
We talked about Arms not starting on the defensive side with that foot injury tonight, Daniel. He is playing on special teams and affected that play. The runner had to cut it up inside of him for Hamilton to clean that one up.
First and 10 for the Red Devils. They have it at their own 35. Dallin under center. I backfield behind him. Chenault the tailback. Two wide to the right, tight end to the left. Toss sweep to Chenault, right side. Will Ogletree there trying to keep him from getting outside, but it's freshman Joseph Markham who gets the credit for the stop. And there comes Alec Kerr flying up out of center field to put a little exclamation point on it with a nice hit. Loss of yardage, so Markham picks up a tackle for loss to go with his interception he recorded during the second quarter. Loss of about 1 foot, setting up second, what we'll call 11. You already marked it down as tackle for loss. Leave it there. He lost it a few inches, maybe.
And you talked about the freshman making the play on the outside, but that was the senior Will Ogletree again, shedding that lead block of that big fullback, Daniel, setting the edge. He and Burchett have done that all night long.
They have. They're great at those positions. Second and 11. Dallin in the gun, drops back the pass, screen pass set up, caught by Johnson. He's brought down hard. Give credit to Copeland, and with that gold, why Burks. Copeland and Burks there. Almost have to give each of them a credit on that one because it was simultaneous.
I agree. Yeah,
we don't do half tackles, so we'll give both one.
Great play by the linebackers there, Daniel. I tell you what, Dalton Goad was that close, even though it was a screenplay, and they let him go. I didn't realize the speed that Dalton Goad's got right there. Almost got the quarterback on a screen.
Folks that's not here watching him play may not realize the presence he has. His numbers aren't what they were last year, but he's getting double-teamed all the time. He's letting these linebackers run free because he's being the man up front taking it off. And here he is again putting on pressure on the pass play. However, he doesn't get there, and the ball's complete on 3rd and 8 for a first down for the Red Devils as they get into Bulldog territory on this drive. Joe Burns doing a nice job with the passing game. The sophomore quarterback, Dallin, has a nice arm.
He does, playing a great ball. I think Coach said he had only had a couple of incompletions tonight, and one of them was the interception. You know, and it comes down to the fact that we're stopping what Joe Burns normally does, the run inside with our front 7 guys over the top. They're just playing underneath our coverage a little bit. Great job by Dolan and Johnson on the outside mostly.
Tied up 8-8, 9:50 and ticking on the clock. Joe Burns has the ball at the Bulldog 43. Dallin under center, toss sweep to Chenault, left side. He's tackled by John Copeland. and others. Clay County does a great job of gang tackling. We had Joseph Markham, Alec Curran there, along with Jimmy Burchett. All three of those freshman players getting their nose in on that one. Pick up three on the toss sweep, setting up second and seven.
Another good job by Ogletree on the outside right there, turning that one back up for Copeland to come in and make the stop. And Wade Coon's doing good on the strong side here too, Daniel. Clay County's pretty much got that power sweep sniffed out.
Ball rest at the Bulldog 41. Three-man front. It's Goad, Walker, and Coons. Hand off to Chenault. He tries to get around the right side. Can't do it. Cannot do it.
Wesley Walker right there, Daniel. Again, swim move and a shed, and the Red Devils on his back. Great stop. Maybe a tackle for loss. If not, no game. Third and long right here.
Loss of one. Tackle for loss is correct for senior defensive tackle Wesley Walker. Ball now at the Bulldog 42. Loss of one. Third and eight. Big play here.
Big down. Midfield. First drive of the second half. And we talked about them, Gold and Coons. It's their time right here, Daniel. You know Joe Burns is going to there.
Dallin in the gun. He does look
fast. Here he comes.
Pump fake. It's a go route. Ball's away. Sharp side of the defense, incomplete. Johnson wanting a flag. I think he's asking for a little much on that one. That was textbook coverage by the sophomore.
And that was Dalton Gold. May not be a sack in the books right there, but that was the pressure from the All-State junior up front, Daniel, forced to Dolan, or is it Dallin or Dolan?
Dallin.
To let that one loose a little early and force the errant throw. Great job by Gold up front.
Red Devils with the ball in Bulldog territory at the 42. However, Coach Tom Atkins sends his punter on fourth and eight, trying to pin Clay County deep. Punts away. It hits at the Bulldog 10. Takes a Red Devil roll. Clay County's going to have a long way to go. We'll have to check the official spot. That was a seven-play drive for the Red Devils. Clay County's defense did a nice job of having one first down, then shut it down. They chewed up 3 minutes and 53 seconds of game clock to begin the third quarter, so Clay County takes over at the 8:07 mark. And we're going to say that the ball sets at the Clay County 7. I'm going to rely on the scoreboard operator a little bit on that one. It's a long way from our vantage point. We're positioned at the 35-yard line at the opposite end of the field.
See if Clay County can put another good drive together right here, Daniel. Like we said at halftime, it's ball control and field position. We need to flip the field here.
Hand off to Carson Sharp. Always have to double-check myself. We use so many tailbacks. That was Carson. He picks up what looks to be six. We'll see what they update it to. Ball's on the 14. Pickup of seven. Setting up second and three. Two wide to the right, one to the left. Ogletree at Ashlock's right hip, Sharp at his left. Shotgun snap, Ashlock keeper. Nothing doing for the big quarterback as he tested the left side of his offensive line. Joe Burns' defense got a little lower. He picks up perhaps one, sitting up third and two. Ball should be at the Bulldog 15. Two plays, two runs for Clay County, third and short. Good run, good pass here, either one.
Exactly what they want. I think you should see Ogletree straight up the gut to get about three right here, Daniel.
7 minutes down the clock. Ashok with the snap, rolls to his right. Ogletree on the five-yard out, threw it at his feet, incomplete. Going to be a turnover on downs. Well, actually, not a turnover on downs. Clay County will choose to punt on this fourth down play. After Ashok's pass was incomplete, we have hit Ogletree several times on that very play, the five-yard out. Joe Burns that time doing a nice job defending it. It wasn't there. Ashok, they have just intentionally threw it into the ground to prevent losing yardage on the sack before he was hit.
It's tough on third and short, deep in your own territory. And what we got here, Daniel?
Front formation for Clay County. Ashlock back to receive the snap. Burchett gets it away. It is a fake. Ashlock throws. Come on, Jimmy Burchett, the freshman. First down yardage and more. Great play. What a gutsy call by head coach Jake Johnson. Maybe this is a shot in the arm his team needs to finally break this tie that we've had in place 8-8 between these two squads for some time now. What a beautiful catch by the freshman. The play originated at the Bulldog 15, it now sets at the Bulldog 28. Didn't get a lot more than they needed, but got just what they did need. First and 10 now. Ogletree up the gut. He's still moving his feet. Nice run. Nice push by the offensive line. Right behind Golden Eads was Senior Ogletree. Picked up around 6 on that first down carry. We'll call it 5. Setting up second and 5 now.
Who's the ball carrier, Daniel?
Ogletree.
Okay.
Back to that fake punt. What confidence does Coach Johnson have in the hands of young Jimmy Burchett there?
And the arm of Ashlock. Yeah. Just a great play. Here we are. Ball sets at the Bulldog 34. Who was the ball carrier, Coach Edwards?
Carson Sharp.
Sharp carries now, advancing up to the Bulldog 38. First down. First and 10 for Clay Cannon. Seventh play of this drive coming. 5:45 and ticking on the clock here at Joe Burns High School. Clay County driving from left to right. We are tied at 8. Ashlock under center. Eye back field behind him. Tailback Carson Sharp. Toss sweep to the right. 40, 45, 50. Out of bounds. Taking it up to midfield was the sophomore. I'd love to know just what his 40 time is. He is super fast. His acceleration is just instant. And he can cover 10 yards in a very, very short amount of time. First down for Clay County on the toss sweep. Ball at midfield. Junior says he prepares to snap. Ashok under center. Hand off to Ogletree up the gut. Wedge play. He picks up 4. Second and 6 now.
You see Dalton Gold in the center. Seth Eads and big, the senior Maynard in there, Daniel, really getting a push up front right there.
They have gone to a heavy set. They've brought in that extra body offensive lineman, John Maynard. They took out John Hamilton, put in the near 300-pound Maynard to get the push. Toss sweeping out of the left. It's Carson Sharp. He's at midfield, tries to get back to the line of scrimmage. Has to fight hard to do it. He may have lost a yard. I'll watch the down marker, see if he moves back. Call a loss. Run him done. Run of none for Sharp, setting up 3rd and 6. Maynard comes out, and Jimmy Burchett comes on. Potential passing down here. 4:25 and ticking. As we've said several times, still knotted up at 8, have been for some time here. Ashlock's going to be in the gun. Carson Sharp at his left hip. Will Ogletree at his right. 2 wide to the right, 1 to the left. Ashlock rolls to his right, looks to throw. Ball's away. Caught by Lowe, incomplete. Incomplete. White Burks had it. Couldn't maintain possession as his body hit the ground, though.
Late flag. Well, just now came in.
Down. Very interesting. What do you think?
I have no idea, Daniel.
Okay.
It was really late flag, is all I can tell you.
It's got to be against Joe Burns. Does it not? All right, we'll take it. A what? First down, Clay County. Pass interference called against the Red Devils. Live steal remains here in this drive. Clay County getting ready for its 12th play.
I believe they gave them the completion right there because they didn't move the ball. And I heard the referee ask, you want the penalty or you want the play?
Huh.
I'm pretty sure they gave them the completion.
Credit Burks with the catch.
Ball
the
didn't
ball
move.
Ball sets at the Bulldog 32. Actually, the Red Devil 32, I apologize. Ashlock in the gun, 2 wide to the right. Hand off to Sharp. He tested the interior, nothing doing there. Maybe a pickup of 1. Yeah, the sophomore picks up 1, setting up 2nd and 9. Thomas, have I lost you on this drive with the stats?
I think I've got it figured out, Daniel.
Sometimes if I forget to say a yard line or get excited and mumble a little too much, Thomas misses the play and that throws off his drive summary. Clay County is getting ready for the 13th play of the draft. Ashlock in the gun. He keeps it. Up the gut. 30, 25, 20. First down for Jake Ashlock before he's taken down at the Red Devil 21. 14th play of the draft coming. If you'll remember, back on play 4, Clay County was deep in their own territory and ran a fake punt from around their own 15-yard line. Ashlock to Jimmy Burchett. That sparked this drive, and here we are getting ready for the 14th play of it. 3:05 and ticking on the third quarter clock. We're still tied at 8. Ashok in the gun. Hand off to Sharp. He tries to get around the left side. Ogletree out front blocking for him. He does get some positive yardage. Play started at the Red Devil 21. Advances down to the Joe Burns 17. Pick up a 4 for Carson Sharp. He's been the feature back primarily in this, and Ogletree's carried several times. We have not seen Kerr or Markham with a rush in this contest.
Sharp has 14 carries for 64 yards and is the leading rusher for Clay County at this point, Daniel.
15th play of the drive coming. 2nd and 5. Ball snapped. Ashok rolls to the right. Ball's away. Going to be deflected by Red Devil. Nearly picked off. And it's going to be 3rd and 6 still. As we said, the ball sets at the Joe Burns 17-yard line. Definite 4-down territory. This could be such a signature drive for Clay County if they can finish it with points.
Same pass play, basically the same route every time, Daniel. Just a flood route to this outside, and they're looking for Burks or somebody dragging across the middle underneath. Ashlock tried to fit that one in that time and got away with one.
Clay County currently has chewed up 6 minutes of clock on this drive. Here we are, 3rd down play. Ashlock keeps. He's up the gut, picks up yardage. Will not have the 1st down. He advances the ball from the Joe Burns 17 up to the Red Devil 13. Pick up a 4, setting up 4th and a long one. Here comes Maynard. Heavy sets coming. Jimmy Burchett comes off on the sideline. 17th play of the drive coming for Clay County. It's 4th down here. Do or die. 1:50 and ticking in the 3rd quarter. Bryson Burchett split wide to the right. It's a 2-tight set. Ashlock under center. Ogletree the fullback. Sharp the tailback. Quarterback speaks.
Yes, sir.
Ashlock with a great surge behind junior center Seth Eads. And he's going to have a 1st down. Clay County continues this historic drive. I don't recall one that took up 18 plays, and that's where we're at right now. They have picked up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 first downs on this drive. It started at the Clay County 7, and they're still going. 1:28 and ticking. Maynard comes back off. Burchett back on. Coach Johnson hollering out to Ashlock. 1st and goal for Clay County. The ball sets exactly at the 10. Clay County going to have to hurry if they don't want to delay a game. Ashlock in the gun. Ogletree and Sharp at his hips. Here's the snap. Fake to Sharp. Ashlock keeps. Picks up 1. 2nd and goal from the 9. Nothing doing much up the middle on that one.
There's not, Daniel. We're just seeing that read option look again. Ashlock faking the jet, cutting it up inside. I like the plain calls, keeping it simple here with Ashlock and the big bodies. And this is what I was talking about in the keys of the game, killing the clock, chewing it down like this, and the fortitude and the consistency of these seniors, and that's what you're seeing here tonight.
2nd goal, ball at the 9, Ashlock in the gun. He has it, hands off to Sharp, whistles blow. It's going to be a penalty against Clay County. False start, not sure who made the mistake. But now we'll be 2nd and goal from the 14. Still 3 plays to do it, though. Clock is stopped at 20 seconds left in the 3rd quarter. In case you're just joining us, we're tied up at 8.
And scoreless here in this 3rd quarter as it's going to expire. Well, they're going to get 1 more off, Daniel, looks like.
Put a few more seconds back on the clock. Now we're down to 20 seconds. And ticking. Ashlock in the gun. Ogletree is right here. Sharp is left. Hand off to Sharp. He's around right side. 15. Now up to the 12. Shakes a man. Hit. Brought down. Picks up 2. Advancing from the 14 up to the Joe Burns 12. And that will be, well, was he tackled out of bounds? They stopped the clock. Now here it goes. That is the last play of the 3rd quarter. Clay County threatening to score. They're fixing the snap on the 20th play of this drive. They took over at the 8:07 mark of the 3rd quarter. They chewed all that up, and it continues into the 4th. Stay with us.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
We're back here on the Horizon Sports Network, fixing to have the first play of this fourth quarter. Your score, 8-8. Each team has only scored once in this one. That was the score in halftime. We're fixing to start the fourth. Clay County started this drive at the 8:07 mark of the third quarter at the Clay County 7. The ball currently sits at the Red Devil 12, where we've got it third and goal, getting ready for the 20th play. Ashlock in the gun, two wide to the left, one to the right. Sharp at his right hip, Ogletree at his left. Ashlock rolls to the left, looks to pass. Ball's away, called by Ogletree. He's at the 10, gets down to around the 8. Pick up a 4-2-5, depending on the spot. Ball sets at what we're going to call the Red Devil 8. Pick up a 4 on the pass play. Fourth and goal, 8 yards to do it. 11:20 and ticking, 21st play of this drive coming for Clay County. Will they finish it with a touchdown or a turnover on downs? Let's find out. Two wide to the left, two to the right. Double set. Ogletree the lone back with Ashlock. It is a pass. Ashlock releases. Ball! Ball! Whiteburgs! Touchdown, Clay County! Touchdown, Whiteburgs! Touchdown, Bulldogs! And the tie is broken here at Joe Burns High School. Clay County in front, 14-8. What a beautiful drive. They queued up 8 minutes, right at 9 minutes of game clock. Used 21 plays and a fake punt to do it, converted on at least 2 fourth downs, because we know that was a fourth and goal play from the 8.
It was.
What a drive, and here we are with the 2-point attempt. Heavy set, Maynard's in. I backfield behind Ashlock, who's under center. Here's the snap. Hand it off to Ogletree. Great push up front. Give it to him. Clay County in front by 8 points, 16-8. They've doubled up the Red Devils at the 11-11 mark of this fourth quarter. Stay with us.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
We're back here at Joe Burns High School, Clay County in front, 16-8. Freshman Alec Kerr set to kick off. Johnson and Chenault, deep to receive for the Red Devils. Chenault's going to field it at the 20. Here he comes, 25, 30. Tackled by Joseph Markham. Nice job by Markham. Very impressed with him here in what is his third campaign as a Bulldog.
Daniel, what can you say about that Clay County drive? It had everything, and we can't talk about it all, but I'll tell you where it started.
Coach Jake Johnson taking a huge risk. He knew this game, his team was a little on the ropes, kind of like Atkins was in the first half when he threw the bomb. Your own 15-yard line and a fake punt, and it pays off at the other end.
Signature call, signature throw, signature catch by freshman Jimmy Burchett, and his first starting role for injured Joseph Burnett. Just a huge play. Now we've just got a hold. Dallin looks to throw. Ball's caught by Johnson. It's a nice gainer. First down and more. They near the midfield. Tackled by Kerr and Markham. All right. First down for the Red Devils. They're quickly trying to answer. Ball sets at the Joe Burns 49. They're 51 yards away from a potential tying score. Very important two-point conversion. Each time Clay County scored, they'd give to Will Ogletree out of that I set behind Eads, Goad, and Maynard, and they've got an end zone.
They have, and like we talked about, Will Ogletree looks like Will Ogletree tonight, Daniel. Straight up the gut, running hard with that Ogletree lean.
Dallin under center, and it's going to be a timeout call by Coach Adkins. Didn't like what he saw out of his offensive set. Wants to talk to him. 10:23 left in this epic Region 4A contest. It's got big postseason implications. Clay County in front right now, 16-8.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
We're back here, going to try to get in a quick budget pest control scoreboard update, the first of the night.
All right, guys, our game's flying by. These other scores are all halftime scores. Cumberland County 0, Livingston Academy 21, Gordonsville 28, Pickett 0, Westmoreland 14, Jackson County 0, Riverdale 21, Cookeville 7, Trousdale 13, Watertown 0, and then that upset you picked, Monterey 35, Red Bullin 6 at halftime.
Okay.
Sorry.
The Red Dogs have got two more quarters left to do it. Speaking of red, here's the Red Devils with it. First and 10. Hand off to the big fullback, the sophomore. He's brought down by Joseph Markham. Joseph doing a great job. He's right there in the interior of that defensive line making a big play.
And, Coach,
scoreboard brought to you by Budget Pest Control. No pests left standing.
Joe Burns across midfield, 49 yards away from a potential tying score. It's second and 8. They picked up 2 on first down. That big fullback's name is Brian Salas. He's listed at 5'8", 175. I weigh him closer to 200 pounds. Dallin in the gun. Running back at each hip. Looks to pass. Quick screen to Johnson to the left. He has it. Not going to get a lot, though, as he's driven out of bounds by Burchett. That's Bryson. We need to clarify, since him and Jimmy are both out there. First cousins playing, sons of Brian and Brent, twin brothers, who were a member of that perfect 10-0 regular season back in 1999. Pickup of about 7.5. Oh, they're going to call it first down. Pickup of 8 for Joe Burns here.
With that catch, guys, Johnson just went over 100 yards. 6 catches for 103 yards tonight.
Great-looking athlete on the outside, for sure, Daniel, that number 2 is.
Yeah, Johnson, he's great. I think DJ Johnson, yes. He's a junior. We'll see him next year. All right, toss sweep. Tailbacks brought down hard. Bye. Coons. Wade Coons is the man coming off the bottom there. I think he was the primary. It's kind of hard. This Bulldog defense does an excellent job gang tackling. There's always at least 2, if not more, on it. Joe Burns, though, moving the football. They pick up 4 on the first down toss sweep. They have it at the Bulldog 36, second 6.
I've always been impressed by Coach Tom Atkins, of course, Daniel, but I tell you what I'm impressed with. He's changed his ways. But to fit the personnel he's got.
Sure.
We're not seeing that downhill running right now because Clay County's taken away. He's got athletes on the outside, and he's utilizing them, and he's got a great quarterback in the former Dallin.
Second and 6. Dallin under center. Eye backfield behind him. Hand off to Salas, the fullback. He's tackled by Ogletree. Setting up 3rd and short. He advances up to the Bulldog 32. 8:40 and ticking here in this contest. Clay County in front, 16-8. They just completed a few moments ago a 21-play, 93-yard drive that chewed up a little over 9 minutes of Gamecock. It was a thing of beauty. Used a fake punt, a fourth and goal conversion for score. We're going to talk a lot about that coming up in the Dairy Queen postgame show, but we got to finish this one first. Dallin under center, third and one. Power eye backfield behind him. There's three of them there. Hand off to the tailback. He has the first down and more. Cross now to the Bulldog 23-yard line. Nice little run. We weren't prepared perhaps for that set because they made it look kind of easy. Picked up 7 or 8 yards and a very important first down if you're a Red Devil fan.
Well, like I say, Coach Atkins breaking out the playbook right here. He's spreading us out, getting on the edge, getting it to his receivers on the outside, then loading up in the middle and just running straight at us when we're not expecting it. We talked about it on the way over here, Daniel. Talked about how Saban at Alabama kind of changes his ways when he needs to. Same kind of respect here in the high school game for Coach Atkins.
He's a 25-plus year veteran, been here a long time. Had two state runner-ups in single-A football, 21 playoff appearances. He knows what he's doing. Dallin under center, fullback field behind him, power eye set. Hand off the tailback. Tackle for loss recorded by Will Ogletree, and he's feeling it tonight.
Will Ogletree, we talked about him being himself on the offensive side of the ball. I'll get it out in a minute, Daniel. But let me tell you something. He's played a great game on defense, his first one of the year, if I'm not mistaken, playing on that side of the ball.
Starting
with an injury to arms.
Yeah, keeping arms, that's right. Had some strained ligaments in his foot. He's pretty healthy. He's suited out. Like you said, played on some special teams. But Will has looked good tonight, making the most out of his chance. May have a bit of a competition there at linebacker after this one.
Good night. All right,
second and 13, 6:50 and ticking. Dallin under center, I backfield behind him. Ball sets at the Bulldog 24. Joe Burns driving left to right. Dallin rolls to the right, under pressure, screen pass away.
Oh, tackle by Will Ogletree, another tackle for loss for the senior.
Single-handedly in the last two plays, making those stops. He's accounted for a negative 8 yards of Red Devil offense.
What instinct right there, Daniel. You know, it looked like a pass downfield, and he brought it out for the screen on the outside. Ogletree sniffed it out. And, again, he's got that Ogletree lean on the defensive side of the ball, too. Put the smack down for the loss.
Clay County trying to do something that they've never done. They've never bested the Red Devils in a contest of football. They're 4-0 against them historically over the last four seasons since they've been region 4A opponent.
We saw an epic drive. Can we see an epic defensive stand right here to keep the Red Devils out of the end zone?
Third and 18, down the pass. Wants to do a screen. Throws deep, though. Could it be an interception?
Oh,
it's caught. It was deflected by two Clay County defensive backs. They knocked it away from each other. Caught by a Red Devil all the way down at the Bulldog 4-yard line.
DJ Johnson, guys.
DJ Johnson. He's a weapon.
He got the jump ball.
Nothing to do with him, though.
He didn't, but he did go up and get it, Daniel. Looks a whole lot like a talented receiver we've seen from Robertson County last year, and that was Taylor Groves. DJ Johnson may be the next SEC type signee or player here from Robertson County, and that was the sharp and Kerr in the middle. Both of them wanted the ball. They hit together, caromed up, and Johnson came down with it, and now the Red Devils are threatening.
First and goal from the Bulldog 4. Dallin under center, power eye back foot behind him. Toss sweep around left side. He gets close to the end zone. He is down, though, prior to breaking the plane. Going to be second and very, very short.
There's a senior Burks sniffing that one out, Daniel, hitting him low and flipping him and keeping him out of the end zone.
Clay County in front, 16-8. Joe Burns, though, has the ball on what appears to be the Bulldog 2, 6 feet away from a potential tying score. Clay County does have a very crucial 8-point lead, so Joe Burns would have to score and convert that 2-point conversion to tie.
And we're down under 5 minutes, Daniel. We're down to the nitty-gritty.
Dallin under center, power eye backfield behind him. Waits for the snap. It's a too tight set. Here it is. Hand off to the tailback. He stops short.
Yes, sir.
Great defense. And I bet Big Dalton goes at the middle of that pile.
Yes,
I see him end up. And here's a personal foul. I hope and pray it's against the Red Devils of Joe Burns.
I think it is, Daniel. That was the senior, Will Ogletree, knifing through, and Dalton Goad.
Goad blew it up.
Holding
right
his
in the bottom of
he did. He held his ground.
Had a second flag come in
shed
there.
Shed his man, and we have two flags, Coach says, on this play.
4:18 mark of this fourth quarter. Officials conference at midfield. The call's coming. Personal. Going to be offsetting. No, not offsetting. Two personal fouls against the Red Devils. I don't know.
I think that may have been number 22. I think they're going to throw him out of this game.
I'm all for it.
Two flags on one guy.
Yeah. If they're both.
Two personals will get you, because believe me, I was tossed once, and two of them will get you.
I've been tossed a couple times myself, Daniel, but not as a player. But
I'll tell you what's huge about that play right there. Dalton Goad kept his cool down there in that pile, guys. He made the stop, made the big play, and kept his cool when he got up, even when the Red Devils were after him.
Okay, we do see Jake Chenault leave the field. He's been a major carrier for the Red Devils during this contest. They've tossed sweep to him a lot, handed off to him a lot. Clearly he's upset, goes over to the sideline. And we're going to have, I guess, 30 yards of penalty stepped off here against the Red Devils. At least 15. However, it is still third and goal. Life still exists. Dallin is still the quarterback. DJ Johnson still the wideout. Ball sets now at the Bulldog. Well, they've not spotted it yet. They're still walking backwards. I've never seen a wilder scenario. Okay, ball at the Bulldog 32. It's third and goal for Joe Burns from that mark. Clay County's defense has been playing great. Let's get behind them here. Even if you're not here in person, you're sitting at home listening to us. Here we go. Fourth and goal, actually. Also down on it after the personal fouls. Fourth and goal, 32 to go. Ball's away by Dale. It's going to be incomplete. Clay County's going to take back over here. This game's not done. Clay County in front, 16-8, 4:12 mark of the fourth quarter.
What a stand by this nasty dog defense, Daniel. We've got an assist from the officials, but Dalton Gold stopping it up on third and goal, Daniel. That's what the all-seater does right there.
It is. It is. He's an impressive young man. He's an impressive football player, and he showed why he's up there at the heart and soul of that defensive line. All right, Clay County football. Ball sets at the Red, actually at the Bulldog, 32. Wild Hats wanting to talk to his crew. We're going to go ahead and play an ad here as they take an official timeout on the field. Clay County in front, 16-8. They have it first and 10.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
Clay County will celebrate its 150th anniversary in 2020, and plans are underway to help make next year the most memorable in the county's history. Events will be held all year long, with a special emphasis on the county's founding date in mid-year. Dozens of volunteers will be needed for this effort, and we invite you to be a part of it. For more information, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
We're still in official timeout.
This
here's
Daniel Strong,
voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue. Was the best barbecue around. All right, we're back. It's fourth and goal, Joe Burns football. The officials made a mistake a moment ago. After they stepped off the 30 yards of personal foul penalties, they credited a loss of down or something. We thought it was third and goal. Down marker showed fourth and goal, and now we've got a timeout taken by Clay County. We're going to go ahead and stay with you here for a moment and talk about this. So we saw Joe Burns drive down to the Bulldog 2.
That's right.
They had it there, I think, first and yeah, they had it first and goal there.
Been second and goal when
Goat stopped. And then we had those double personal fouls against Jake Chenault, the junior tailback of the Red Devils. He was tossed from the game. They stepped it off 30 yards.
They ran a play, incomplete pass. So it should have been, that was on third
right.
down. This would give them another shot on fourth right here, Danny.
So,
as bad as I hate to admit it.
32 yards to make points for the Red Devils. 4:12 left in this one. Clay County in front, 16-8. I've got to talk one more time about that 21-play drive that we saw that broke this tie that had been there for over a quarter of game time. It all started at the Bulldog 7. We advanced up to around the 15, but we had it fourth and six, I guess. And Ashlock to Burchett. Talk about that play, Thomas.
Well, again, he was in punt formation, so you're talking about a quarterback that's, what, 8-10 yards from the line of scrimmage. And we saw doubles out here on the edge.
Yep.
I even said, what do we got here, Daniel?
They switched places.
I said, what do we got here, Daniel? Yep. They switched places.
Sharp
he said, well, we're in punt formation. And about that time, the fake came from Coach Jake Johnson, and the rest is history.
All right, here we are. Fourth and goal from the 32. Clay County's got three guys standing on the goal line. Dowling in the gun. Has time to pass. Now he's under pressure. He's sacked! It's a sack by Wesley Walker! No, was that Coons? Who was it?
Wesley Walker. I talked about these seniors stepping up in this contest. Walker, Ashlock, Ogletree, Burks, Big John Maynard on the offensive side. Every one of them, the seniors came to play, and they're taking this one back to Salina in 4 minutes.
4:05 left in this contest. Clay County in front, 16-8. They had the football at their own 44-yard line where finally and officially we see them take back over the offensive possession of it. Okay, it's going to be a long 4.5 minutes, unless Clay County just quickly marches down here. I think they can chew it all up on this drive. Ashlock in the gun, two wide to the right, one to the left. Now it's a trip set to the right. Ashlock, quarterback keeper, he's up the gut. Across the 45, advances up to the Bulldog 47. Where did I say it started, Thomas? Looks like it started at the 44. So a pickup of three for Ashlock on first down, setting up second and seven. We very much appreciate you tuning in to our broadcast here. 3:25 and ticking. Clay County in front, 16-8. They break huddle. Jimmy Burchett split to the left. Bryson Burchett and White Burke split to the right. Ashlock in the gun. Ogletree and Sharp at his hips. Hand off Will Ogletree. He's fighting hard across the midfield market. The 50, he's still on his feet. Makes into the clear. 45, he's brought down now by number 33 for the Red Devils, Elijah Farmer. Will Ogletree making a strong case for the TDS top performer of this contest. We saw him with consecutive tackles for loss on defense. He picks up a first down for Clay County there as he chugged and churned his feet and moved that football down to the Red Devil 45. Pickup of 8 for him on that one. First and 10, Clay County. 3:05 and ticking. They lead 16-8. Ashlock in the gun. Here's the snap. Gives to Ogletree again. He's hitting the backfield, but still gets positive yardage as he drives across. And we've got a little bit of frivolous activity on the field between the players.
I'd call it rascalism.
Rascalism? That may be a better one. All I know is that Joe Burns right now, not very happy with how the Bulldogs are handling him.
He's on the ropes, and I tell you what, Will Ogletree's wanting to deliver the knockout punch right here, Daniel.
2:48. Time has stopped. We have injury timeout on the field. It's going to be 2nd and 8, Clay County, after Ogletree picks up 2. We're going to go to break here on the Horizon Sports Network. Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from there to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from there to keep you cool. and they do it all in the most energy efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no money down, low cost financing, heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Timeout for injury is over on the field. However, Joe Burns goes ahead and calls their own personal timeout. We'll play another ad here on the Horizon Sports Network.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today. We're back live here. Ashlock hands up to Sharp on second and eight. He's got a lot. He goes around right side, picks up a first down. Ball started at the Bulldog, actually the Red Devil 43. Carson Sharp, the sophomore speedster, advances it down to, I'm not sure. There it goes. Sharp advances it down to, it's hard to see from here, the Red Devil 33.
10-yard pickup for Sharp.
Pickup of 10 on second and eight, giving his team a fresh set of downs. 2:20 and ticking here at Joe Burns High School. Clay County in front, 16-8. Fortunately, they have possession of the football and a lot of momentum on their side right now. Ashok's going to be in the gun. Sharp at his left hip. Ogletree at his right. Jimmy Burchett split wide to the right. Bryson Burchett and White Birch wide to the left. Ashok calls from the snap from Eads. Hands off to Ogletree. He runs hard, drives over a man. Looks like his dad, Craig Ogletree, back in the 80s, just plowing over people as he has that lean. Thomas likes to talk about advancing the football down now to the Red Devil 28-yard line.
Talk about a changeup between Ogletree pounding it in and the speed of Sharp to the outside. Good mix from head coach Jake Johnson and his play calling right now. And this Clay County offense is working to put this one away as it ticks under a minute and a half, Daniel.
Pick up a 5-4 Ogletree setting up second and 5. Minute 27 ticking. Ashlock in the gun. Sharp at his left hip. Ogletree at his right. Ashlock now watching the back judge, milking every second he can. He waits. Now he starts to count it down. Ashlock calls for the snap. Hands off to Ogletree. He's up the gut, running hard. More positive yardage. He gets down to the Red Devil 25. Setting up third, and looks like a long one. Now we have 60 seconds and ticking left in the contest, and Big John Maynard comes back out. We're going to see that eye backfield now as Clay County goes heavy.
Got to be Ogletree right here, or Ashlock one. One of the seniors behind Big Maynard, Coons, Walker, all of the crew. Who knows what they're doing? A little confusion right here, Daniel.
40 seconds now. Clock ticks. Ashlock's going to be under center. He's watching the back judge. Two tight set. Ogletree at fullback. Carson Sharp at tailback. Joe Burns cannot stop the clock. Hand off to Ogletree. He gets the one he needs for the first down. And that's going to be the last snap of this football game. Clay County, for the first time in their history, after this clock starts winding again, is going to beat the Joe Burns Red Devils. This is the fifth meeting between the two squads.
And listen to this crowd, Daniel.
It is.
Making a two-hour voyage west. What a crew we've got here.
A huge win for the Bulldogs. They're 3-0 on the season. If I'm not mistaken, this squad next week up in Cumberland County and Crossville will be trying to get to 4-0 for the first time since, I believe, 1997. We'll have to double-check that fact. Buzzer does sound here at Joe Burns High School. Clay County and Joe Burns fixing to shake it up. The Bulldogs came out of this one in a hard-fought contest, 16-8. Credit goes to the Red Devils. They played a great game. Clay County's a mightier opponent tonight, though. Come back and join us for the Dairy Queen postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the DQ postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by Salina Dairy Queen, where Bulldog fans gather to enjoy fan food, not fast food.
Whether you're looking to satisfy your post-game hunger with one of their signature chicken strip baskets, a delicious grill burger, or just hoping to cool off your craving with a blizzard or classic treat like a hot fudge sundae, Salina Dairy Queen is your destination when the final buzzer sounds.
There's plenty of time for Clay County fans to stop in after the game, because your local DQ is open late until 10:30 p.m. on Friday and Saturday nights. And don't forget about breakfast the next day, starting bright and early at 5:30 a.m. Salina Dairy Queen, where Bulldog fans gather to enjoy fan food, not fast food.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats, the announcement of the TDS top player, and much more on the DQ post-game show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
What's a sesquicentennial? It's a 150-year anniversary, and Clay County will celebrate that milestone in 2020 with a year-long slate of events. The main celebration will be in June, the month the county was formed. The 150 celebration will combine county and community history, cultural events, and lots of down-home fun. For more information or to volunteer to help plan the 150, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One-Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Tri-County Electric's Outage Management System has IVR, Interactive Voice Response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at Carquest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
We're back here on the Dairy Queen postgame show, and what was the Clay County Bulldogs' best win in the last decade? I go back to maybe 2008. We drew up Gordonsville at home. That felt real good. I don't remember one since then that was quite as special and felt quite as good as this. We never had beat Joe Burns. Came in here. We were 2-0. They were 0-2. We knew they were a good team, though. And they proved to be that tonight. It was a battle. Thomas will go through the summary in a few minutes. We did win 16-8 here at Joe Burns High School tonight. And we took a lot of intangibles away from this. We saw a lot of confidence grow and build as the game went on. We saw the return of Will Ogletree to the dominant player that we knew he could be. We saw a lot of great stuff.
We did, Daniel, and we can go on and on and on about it. But the bottom line, this was a hard fault. I don't know how you describe it. It was just the epitome of a football game right here. It was man-on-man battling to the very end, and Clay County came in here and proved they're a force to be reckoned with this win here at Joe Burns.
I agree 100%. Let's just go ahead and jump right into it and go back to that opening first quarter and go from there, Thomas.
Well, I mean, like I say, they came to play, Daniel, put together an eight-play drive, ate up 4 minutes right off the bat, and it was perfection. You know, banging ahead 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 9 yards on the ground, and then the payoff at the end, senior to senior, the connection between Jake Ashlock and Wyatt Burks for the 16-yard touchdown. And then here's where Ogletree got his start.
Right, this was huge.
He ducked his head, he bowed his shoulders, and he leaned into the end zone for that 2-point conversion, which was crucial down the stretch, and made it 8-0 right off the bat. And then here came the defense playing with the same intensity, the same attitude, turned them over on downs, and then Clay County got it back. Not much scoring here late first quarter, early second. It was kind of a field position battle back and forth, chewed the clock. 3 possessions in the first quarter, Daniel, just like we thought it would be. Clay County showed they could control the ball tonight on offense, and it paid off for them. But then late in the first half there, Coach Tom Atkins, he saw he couldn't control the ball. He couldn't run it up the gut. So he opened it up a little bit. And let me tell you something. They've got a combo of their own.
Sure.
And Dallin and Johnson on the outside.
A sophomore and a junior.
Great players right there. And they connected on the deep ball, 55 yards. Got it down inside, I can't remember, inside the 20. Red zone.
Yeah, yeah, down to the 4, I think.
May have been. And then punched it in from there and got their 2-point. Tied it up with 4:61 to go in the first half, 8-8. And then Clay County did what they needed to do. They didn't get in the end zone for the half, but they ran out the clock. And then Joe Burns deep in their own territory. Clay County flipped the field, and they had to take a knee. Went into the half, a whole new ball game, tied 8-8.
Yeah, it was a great first half. I said at halftime, this is okay. You know, this is what we wanted to be, and it was.
And then it was all about that Bulldog defense on the first possession of the second half. I didn't chart it all. Coach Edwards has got the stats for the Red Devils, but basically forced a punt on their first drive, and then that's when it happened, Daniel. That epic drive, you tell them about it.
Well, it started at 8:07 mark of the third quarter at the Bulldog 7. They were 93 yards away. We saw them get down. They gained about 8 yards, setting up a 4th-and-2, got in punt formation. We saw Jake Ashlock
on the 15-yard line.
On the 15-yard line. They were deep. Had 85 yards to go to score. Coach Johnson pulls the trigger. Gutsiest call I've seen in my memory. And calls the fake punt. Senior quarterback standing in his own end zone.
He was.
Throws a bullet to the freshman, Jimmy Burchett, who's in replacing the injured Jacob Burnett. First game this young man has started in his high school career, made an outstanding catch, picked up just what he needed for that conversion, and then we go on to finish that 21-play drive that extended from the 8:07 mark of the third quarter into the fourth quarter. They scored at the 11:11 mark. How did it wrap up? What was
play? It was basically ground and pound to get there, Daniel. And if you'll remember, it was 4th-and-1 on the 13-yard line. And we went with Ashlock straight up the gut, picked up 3 yards, got the first down, and then it was 1st-and-goal from the 10. Had a penalty, had a little hiccup, went backwards 5 yards, and then we started pounding it. Sharp for 2, Ogletree for 2. So 4th-and-goal, 8-yard line, Wyatt Burks again. The connection, as I'm going to call it, between those two. They've been together. They're classmates for a long time. They've got the connection. Ashlock found him from 8 yards out, and then Ogletree, exclamation point again, to make it 16-8. And the game wasn't over at that point, but, man, it was the decisive drive.
We had a lot of excitement after that. Joe Burns ends up driving all the way down to the Bulldog 2.
2 yard line.
They had it second and goal from the 2. Everybody kind of felt like, okay, you know, maybe an overtime game or something. They hand off to the tailback. He goes up the gut. He was met by the junior All-Stater Bulldog defensive line leader, Dalton Gold. And he was so frustrated at the power Gold brought to him that he ends up putting on a show, getting 2 personal fouls and ejected from the game. Dalton single-handedly there finished that drive, put them back in 3rd and goal from the 32. And then Wesley Walker on 4th and goal from the 32 comes up with a quarterback sack, and it was history.
Pretty much into the game. There was 4 minutes left, and it was Will Ogletree time right there. You know, you talk about Derrick Henry for the Titans or whoever you want to talk about, that your game ender. Well, that was Will Ogletree tonight. Carries of 2, 8, 5, 3, and 5, and ran out the clock on the 20-yard line, Daniel, and what a feeling it was.
I hope you enjoyed that summary. We usually do stats right now. We're going to go ahead and do one last break. We're going to come back and do Bulldog stats, Red Devil stats, TDS top performer, budget pest control scoreboard update, and sign off. So stay with us one more time, and we'll wrap all this stuff up.
You're listening to the DQ Post Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by Salina Dairy Queen, where Bulldog fans gather to enjoy fan food, not fast food.
Whether you're looking to satisfy your post-game hunger with one of their signature chicken strip baskets, a delicious grill burger, or just hoping to cool off your craving with a blizzard or classic treat like a hot fudge sundae, Salina Dairy Queen is your destination when the final buzzer sounds.
There's plenty of time for Clay County fans to stop in after the game because your local DQ is open late until 10:30 p.m. on Friday and Saturday nights. And don't forget about breakfast the next day starting bright and early at 5:30 a.m. Salina Dairy Queen, where Bulldog fans gather to enjoy fan food, not fast food.
Still to come, the announcement of the TDS top player and a final budget pest control scoreboard update as we wrap up the DQ postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
We're back here on the Dairy Queen postgame show to wrap all this up. Clay County were winners tonight here at Joe Burns High School. First time they'd ever defeated the Red Devils. Final score was 16-8. Let's take a little deeper look inside of it with the Red Devil stats, Coach Edwards.
Well, the Bulldog defense held tight tonight, guys. I gave up 186 total yards. Most of that was in the air. Off the arm of Ryan Dowling, he was 10 of 14 for 136 yards, threw one interception. Pretty good night for him. Receiving-wise, they were led by D.J. Johnson, the guys, you know, he had a 55-yard reception, then he had that 28-yard jump ball that he just got up and got over everybody else. He had 7 catches for 131 yards. But maybe the most impressive thing to me that we were talking about at the break is the defense, Clay County defense held Joe Burns to one possession in the first quarter, the third quarter, and the fourth quarter. They only had the ball one time each quarter on offense.
And that does come back to the defense getting them off the field. But I tell you what else it does. It comes back to ball control. Clay County offense kept their defense off the field by controlling the ball and chewing clock, Daniel.
You called for that in the keys at the start.
I did, and they answered that call and did a great job. And you got to go back to Coach Adkins and what he's got in Dowling and Johnson on the outside. And 2 big plays accounted for a lot of that.
You just
mentioned them, Coach. And if you'll remember, Kerr, just over his outstretched fingertips on the 55-yarder. And then the other one that got him down deep before, we had Sharp and Kerr converging for an easy interception and kind of bumped into each other, and Johnson caught the carom. So we're still right there.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of one of those deals. If it was a baseball game, one would have called it, another would have backed off.
Well,
you don't practice that in football.
No, you don't. You attack the ball, and that's what they did. For Clay County, we'll go through the stats on that. For them, Ashlock was 9 for 12 through the air, two touchdowns and 94 yards, guys. A great stat line for him. We talked about how he's growing up. He's the quarterback of this Bulldog team, and he's playing it well, Daniel.
Yeah, we won't get into all of it. We talked about some things he did tonight that we've not seen him do. Essentially, it boiled down to when he was in pressure in the pocket, he stayed poised and didn't shy away from it.
He did, and he threw balls. White Burks was the leading receiver, four catches for 51 yards and the two touchdowns. Ogletree had three catches for 24 yards. Sharp caught one for 6 yards. And the big one, guys, the freshman, Jimmy Burchett, had one catch, the biggest of the night probably, for 13 yards on that fake punt. So great job by that receiving corps.
Absolutely. They were sure-handed tonight. They caught everyone that was thrown to them that was catchable, and they held on.
They did, and Ashlock carried a pretty good load again tonight, 11 carries for 34 yards on the ground. Carson Sharp was the leading rusher with 10 carries for 76 yards, and Will Ogletree, 14 carries for 63 yards on the night. Defensively,
two-point conversions,
you're right, for Will. I forget about those sometimes, but I did get the yardage, I'm pretty sure. I may not have got one of them.
That's all right.
I need to add it.
Okay. 14 for 66, maybe?
Yep, let's okay. Do that. I'll add that now. But defensively, we interviewed him, today, and that was Wyatt Burks' third game in a row, Daniel, that he's been the leading tackler. He had 6 on the night, and a lot of them came at crucial times. Will Ogletree wasn't far behind with 5 and a tackle for loss. Kerr had 4 tackles. Joining him, Walker had 2 tackles, a tackle for loss, and a big sack. We talked about Sharp had 3 on the outside. Jimmy Burchett had 3. Goad had 3, and we all know how huge one of them was on that goal line stand. Wade Coons, 2. Jared Markham, 2, a tackle for loss. And his third interception, I said Jared again.
I didn't catch it that time.
Joseph Markham, I'm sorry. His third interception of the year. Bryson Burchett did a great job, as did Burks, and Ogletree setting the edge on the outside, had 3 tackles and a tackle for loss. John Hamilton had 1 tackle, and John Copeland had 2, Daniel.
Pretty good numbers, though. That the Bulldog defense, you're not going to see this one guy that's got 10-plus because they fly all around. All right, let's go ahead and do the TDS top performer from tonight's game. His stats are there to back it up. But what's more important than that was that emotional leadership that we saw out of Will Ogletree. And what comes to mind now in reflection, looking back, I see he had 2 tackles for loss on consecutive plays there in that fourth quarter. He was getting up, addressing the crowd, getting them pumped up. He was feeling it. He felt it on offense. As you said, he was the go-to guy when we needed yards, when we needed to maintain possession, when we needed to get the first down. We would bring in a John Maynard up front, and we would have Will Ogletree at fullback, Carson Sharp at tailback. We'd just do a fullback dive. And he didn't have a lead blocker, just those great offensive linemen up front. Will Ogletree is tonight's TDS top performer, had the 2 huge two-point conversions. He came into his own, and that's kind of strange to say about a senior, but Will didn't play last year. We say that every week, and we'll probably quit saying that because he's playing a lot this year. But this was a coming-out party for Will Ogletree.
Well, this is a Will Ogletree game right here, and Coach Johnson knew it, and he put it on his shoulders, and Will answered the call. Just stepped up when he needed to, and like you said, this is only the beginning for that young man. I'm
right.
Sure we're going to see it the rest of the season. We're excited about it, aren't we, Coach?
We are. And you know, it's fitting to me that Will wears number 30. Basketball, we call that Dirty 30. And you got to be tough and you got to be gritty to wear number 30. And absolutely tonight, Will was Dirty 30. Now, not because he plays dirty, but just because he does the dirty work.
Right.
The things that need to be done. So he earned that title tonight, sure.
All right. Tonight's TDS top performer, Will Ogletree. And it is brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Now we'll go over to Coach Edwards. I'm excited. I want to hear these final scores on this budget pest control scoreboard update.
Well, guys, we got finished early, and it's just there are not many finals out there, but I'll give you what I have. This one's going to be a final pretty soon. Gordonsville 35, Pickett County 0.
Westmoreland 35, Jackson County 7, Riverdale 28, Cookeville 17. Cookeville getting ready to go 0-3.
Wow. Head coach Jimmy Maynard has seen better days over there, I guess.
Trousdale County 13, Watertown 7. That one's just still in the fourth quarter.
That's what you call a feature game of the Upper Cumberland right there.
Yeah.
Livingston Academy shuts out Cumberland County, who is our opponent next week, 42-0. And same score, Upperman shuts out Smith County, 42-0 tonight.
No score on that potential Red Bonnet Springs upset of Monterey?
I predicted it.
The last one we had was 35-6 at halftime, but, you know, I mean, stranger things have happened.
Just
the
halfway point, yeah.
Scoreboard update brought to you by Budget Pest Control. They are licensed to kill, guys.
Well, Clay County winners here tonight, 16-8. They are 3-0 to start this 2019 season. They will be in Crossville, Tennessee, taking on the Jets of Cumberland County High School next week for the first time. I'll tell you for sure next week, but I believe the first time since 1937 or 41. It's one of those two that we've met the Jets from Cumberland County. So tune in to About a Bulldog History on the Kirkquist pregame show. We'll catch you up to speed on that. Winners tonight, the Clay County Bulldogs over the Joe Burns Red Devils, 16-8. For Thomas Weaver and Rob Edwards, I'm Daniel Strong. Wishing y'all a good night.